Restrictions apply.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance. Be sure, insure with HQ. Visit hqinsurance.com.au.
Just gone 8 o'clock. It is Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio setting up your main race day of the week. And, of course, today it's the million-dollar pages event Hire Hunter. It'll be race 6 here at Newcastle at 20 past 4 this afternoon. Ron Duffus is here. Timing just not right. Brekkie is on the way.
No worries. I wasn't that hungry this morning.
You'll enjoy it at 9?
I'll enjoy it at 9.
Okay, all right. Coffee is on the way, though.
Well, they can pass that in through the first break.
Yeah, we are just looking for a little bit of a coffee drink up. You know how you ask questions and then you have slight regrets? I had one there. I wish I'd worded a question better to Chris about the five of his runners and they haven't won for ages. Your thoughts? I think he knew where I was going, but I wish I had my time over again. Did you realise where I was trying to go?
No, I didn't have a clue what you were coming up with.
No, I didn't think you did either. Let's talk to Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah, very well. An exciting day up here, and the chairman of Stewart's coming up. It'll be a big day. It's a big standalone Saturday at Newcastle, worth a race worth $1 million.
Yeah, no, certainly a great addition to the spring, Andrew. And obviously, you know, it's a fantastic track that's been built up there, and you know, it's certainly worthy of getting a standalone meeting as we've got today.
Yeah, it's fantastic. A couple of riders still to come.
Yeah, we're just still chasing a couple of those up, Andrew, so we'll send them down to you as soon as we get them notified.
Righto. What have you found for us?
Out of the first, I thought Sir Pippin was worth a mention, number 5 from Rose Hill on the 2nd of November, finished 5th behind Asterius, but was slow to begin and then got crowded shortly afterwards, but then on the straight it was making a run just inside the 200 metres, and just as it started to make some good ground, it was crowded for room. Glenscape had to stop riding when he was tight at that point, but then was able to recommence riding over the final 50, and it found the line pretty well given the circumstances. In the fifth race, number 6 IndyCar finished 4th behind Rule of the World on the same day, on the 2nd of November. The change of tactic that day to be ridden closer, but it missed the start and consequently settled back when it was hampered at the start. But then in the straight, it was just held up for clear running, particularly between the 250 and 200, and probably didn't really get out until the final 100 metres and was able to finish the race off quite strongly. In the fifth race, number 2, Bobbin, it was hard to miss its run out of the Kosciuszko when finishing 3rd behind Handle the Truth. It was held up for clear running between the 400 metres and the 200 metres, and we all saw how strongly it finished. And the final one to mention in race 9, number 1, Testify, Ramwick on the 26th of October. Form shows finished 9th behind what could be beaten 2 lengths, but never obtained clear running in the straight. And it's one that certainly should have finished much closer than what the form suggests.
Okay, righto, mate. We look forward to watching a few of those. Testifier in the last, and IndyCar's another one that is going to be a big chance in today's spring stakes. We'll see you up here later in the morning. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Ron Duffusy here. Normally it's Simon Dinopoulos, but we wish Simon all the best. He missed out last week because he went away on a holiday or something, but he texted me yesterday and said, I'm really crook.
Okay.
Let's hope things settle down there. So we've called in Paul Joyce. G'day, Paul.
Yeah, g'day, Andrew. G'day, Duff. Just been shuffled forward a couple of hours this morning, and all the best to Simon. I'm sure a couple of winners at Newcastle today will put him back in good spirits.
How's your confidence around this card? We've been talking to a few of the trainers, mate. Had the feeling of the Hunter?
Yeah, I think it's a great meeting. I think there's plenty of value there to be found. And in particular, the main race, I really think those big handicaps with big fields, I mean, they're great for punting. You can usually find something a bit out of the ordinary. And I think we've done that this year.
Righto. And then Munsey said, no, I need Newcastle off as well because he's got a wedding that not only goes like one day, it's going into a second day, Duff. You can't believe how big this wedding is.
Well, he doesn't go small, Munsey. He did a Melbourne Cup Phantom Call at the AHA lunch, you know, and it's the only Melbourne Cup that went for about 18 minutes.
They went
the slowest run Melbourne Cup in history.
They went around five times. But he's had the morning off. So Andrew Giorgio is coming off the bench here from TAB as well. Morning to you, Andrew.
Good morning, Benz. Good morning, boys. And Duff, you're not wrong about Munsey. He definitely doesn't do anything by half measure.
No.
We can't wait to hear a bit of the Munsey magic weaving onto Georgia. I wonder.
At least we don't get that ad this morning.
Well, I've got a feeling that he's actually phoning in to do it.
No.
No, stand by, because I reckon in this hour you'll hear Munsey doing it.
Well, I'll be able to have me bacon and egg roll.
You will. All right. Let's have a look at the first. Andrew, take us through the Australian Bloodstock Handicap.
Yeah, we have $3.90 for Rapido Chaparro. High Opinion is at $8. Then we have $10 for Mr. Shahood. Sir Pippin at $5.50, and that's the same price as House of Cartier. Falcon Island is the $2.50 favourite. $251 for Tilbury Lodge. Dewdrop at $61. Well, boys, one of the better goes at Newcastle today has been for Falcon Island. $4 we went up, and as I say, into $2.50 now. Easily the best supported runner here. On the flip side, the early favourite, Rapido Chaparro, $3.20 out to $3.90 and holding nowhere near the amount of money that we're holding for Falcon Island.
And what happens then with the pair around the pace here, Paul? Okay, we've lost Paul, so we'll get back to him. What about the pace? Well, you spoke about it earlier.
Yeah, it's the two favourites. The two Waterhouse spot runners. So okay. I'd say speed out wide probably crosses here. Rapido Chaparro, Falcon Island stays in touch. Got a little bit of speed, the bolter here. Tilbury Lodge won't be far away. Interesting race. I didn't put the prices adjustments down last night.
Right.
And I just,
you had other
this market,
last
this
night,
market has really swung around.
Yeah. Paul Joyce is online. Paul, we're just talking about the pace here. It's going to be interesting to see what Waterhouse and Bott want to do here with their jockeys.
Oh, for sure. I mean, they've got the two on-pace runners, and I think most maps would have Rapido Chaparro crossing and leading Falcon Island, but obviously if they want to lead on Falcon Island, they could, and Rapido Chaparro could take the sit, but we often see it where Gay Waterhouse Agent Bott, they have a couple of on-pace runners in these staying races, and what tends to happen is, that they'll settle one and the other will take the trail, which makes perfect sense, and it gives them a big advantage, particularly when there's nothing else on the map that looks as though it'll go forward. So, you know, the market would tell you it's Falcon Island, but I'm interested to hear what Duff has to say.
It is a big swing the other way, isn't there, with the marketplace and trends, that's for sure, saying that Falcon Island, who's done it on a backup before, can do it again. But I like Sir Pippin here. I thought he was eye-catching first up, where he was slow out there and crowded, and then crowded again in the straight. There's a pattern in his form to suggest that he lifts second up. Two of his four wins have been second up. I just think the big, roomy straight here at Newcastle will play into his hands, and he's a strong horse who's won up to 2,400. So, yeah, if there is a little query, it's probably stay. It's 1850 today. That's a good progression for him. So, I think he's a good bet in the first. When I was doing the form, a little bit of form Monday, just getting a few of these first uppers and trials out of the way, I thought, I looked at this House of Cartier, and I said, gee, this is going to be a good long shot. Mm-hmm. But they found it, haven't they? She's 750 to 550. Two runs, 1,100, 1,400, not her go at all. But John Sargent's give her a tick over trial since, hasn't let her go. This is a lovely race for her to run well in. I thought she was the danger. And then I'll put in the stable mates, Rapido Chaparro and the well-fancied Falcon Island. Look, you could make a little case for High Opinion, because I think that's the lead-up race, that Magic Master of Wine race. And Master Shahood has got the improvement on Rapido Chaparro last start. So there's bits and pieces of form all the way down the page here, but I'm keen on five. Five, six, one and seven.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Duff. I think anything apart from the eight and nine wouldn't shock me here. I've gone 1, 6, 3, 7. Look, I'm with Rapido Chaparro. The betting situation isn't ideal for Rapido Chaparro fans, but on form, you could certainly make a good case for him. I thought he might roll along in front here. He's back from the 2,400 where he just didn't stay. And his 1,900-metre distance is pretty much right in the middle of his range. He won a Port Macquarie Cup. He won a race at Canterbury by 4.5. and he ran second to Dr. Drill at Rose Hill, where he probably should have won if they'd just stuck to the fence. So if he can find that form, I think he's the horse to beat. I thought number six was the main danger here. House of Cartier, for all the reasons stuff already covered. I think this has been a bit of a target race. Number three, Master Shahood. Gets a lovely run here on my map, third or fourth in the gun spot with J-Mac aboard, so that's always a plus. And the seventh, Falcon Island, well, he's got to be a chance on the backup from last week, and the money would say he's the horse to beat. So I've marked him 1, 6, 3, 7, but nothing would shock there anywhere between numbers 1 and 7.
Darren Flindell, we saw him last night enjoying himself there at Ridges where we stayed. And
You're giving everyone up this morning, having a little drink, you know, a little celebration.
I didn't say that. I just saw him last night. I just saw him. You're the one that said drink it, whatever. He was having a good time like all of us were last night. In the first race, he likes Sir Pippin as well, number 5, to beat 6, 7 and 1. 5, 6, 7 and 1. All of these people that I've put in this morning, they're going to get text messages saying, oh, I heard about you last night. Let's move to race two here. One of the feature races today, clearly the Max Lees Classic, a legend here around Newcastle, as we spoke to Chris about his son earlier on. What's happening in the 900 metre race, Andrew?
Yeah, very open affair, Benz, where Titan Star is at $18, Dominant Lady at $13, Panacotta $3.40, Redoute's Image is the $3.20 favourite, Tilia Rose $3.60. Zephyr Brook at $5. Well, the lion's share of the early investment does sit with Panacotta and Redoute's Image. Outside of that, Tilia Rose next best supported, but no moves in this race in terms of firmers or drifters this morning.
All right, we'll monitor that as we go through. A 900-metre race, Paul, so it's obviously going to be on.
Yeah, it'll be on for sure, and the speed horses out of the trials look to be Dominant Lady, Panacotta, and Redoute's Image. So you've got three there at least that'll rip along on speed. But as you said, Andrew, two-year-olds, 900 metres, they'll fly.
Yeah, look, there may be only six runners here, but I'm thinking this might be a good quality race in time, as far as the future's concerned. They've all showed really nice ability in trials, and there could be something come out of the box here. I don't know which one to single out. I must say, I've been impressed with Tilia Rose. She's had two trials, that trial behind Dame Giselle, where I thought she looked better, and then she just was in a really good rhythm the other day, just winning that trial with something to offer. So 900 metre races are very tricky. You know, you've got to be pretty sharp and on your toes. I'll still go with her. Seven on top, Tilia Rose. I think Zephyr Brook, I love barrier one at the 900 here. She might just tag the leaders here, and she's looked quite strong at the end of her two trials. So she goes in. Six, Redoute's Image. Very sharp, big improvement from one trial to the next, and very interested in late moves here for Panacotta. Mark has only given her one trial, but that was back at, I think it was the 22nd of October, so she's had time to really tighten up and be ready for this this race here, the Fastnet Rock Filly. 7, 8, 6, 5. It's an interesting battle here.
Yeah, it sure is, Duff. And look, I've got the same numbers, just different order. 8, 6, 7, 5. I like Zephyr Brook. And look, I'm a bit with you, Duff. I love barrier one off the 900 start. I don't think she'll lead them. I think she'll tuck in behind them. And when they fan on the turn, if she can show the closing speed we've seen in her trials, I think she may be able to get over top of them. She's a Magic Millions filly. The 6, Redoute's Image. Well, she's another Magic Millions filly from the Chris Lee stable. She's got to get across from that tricky gate. And it might look tricky on paper when you've only got six runners, but they basically start on the turn here over the 900. So anything outside about 3 or 4 can get very tricky very quickly. But I think she'll be up there. 7, Tilia Rose. I think she'll probably just take a fraction of a sit behind maybe the first 2 or 3, and she'll be there ready to strike. And the 5, Panacotta, well, she's got the lovely gate barrier too, and she'll probably find the front and the fence, which is probably why the money's coming for her, because usually that's the right spot to be in these 900s. 8, 6, 7 and 5 in the Max Lees.
8, 6, 7 and 5 from Paul. Darren Flindell likes number 7, Tilia Rose, to beat 5, 8 and 6, 7, 5, 8 and 6 in race number 2. It's arrived late, but we're going to thank Mick Buckley here from the Newcastle Jockey Club, and we thank The Barn, because they've supplied us with the coffee, and they've also supplied us with a beautiful egg and bacon roll.
Look, it's got sauce on it.
It's got barbecue sauce on it, Duff.
Take the lid off. Let me see how that egg's done.
The egg's done all right.
Oh, it's been overdone.
No. Well, this is mine. So I'll take this one. But it has arrived. Duff's now got to sit here until 9 o'clock.
I can wait.
You can wait. But we thank the barn, and we thank particularly Michael Buckley, because he's got other things to do on a morning like this, but he's spared a few minutes to get out. So, Mike, thank you for doing it for us. You should be here, Joycey. It's a beautiful egg and bacon roll. I can't wait for the next ad break.
I'm sitting here, and I've got no hour to wait till I have something to eat too now. So you've made me hungry. I wasn't hungry before, I am now.
Righto, well, they're hungry for a winner in the Tab Highway. Andrew, take us through the market, mate.
Yes, again, as is always the case with these highways, very, very open betting affair, where Texas Storm is at $9, Excella $8.50, Made Maryland $21, Tully Toff at $9, Lose the Snip $16. Then we go $26 for Gordon's Leap, Hamoon Ballad and Legend of Oz, Trophies Galore at $9.50, Danzy Bar Dancer at $13, Smart Move $4.40, Luff $8.50, Den Miss $11, Under Pressure $81, and Weather Channel at $9.50. Well, the most notable firmer so far has been Tully Toff. Now, $15 the boys went up on Wednesday. It's now a $9 chance, and the most popular runner in terms of money held. Outside of that, Smart Move, next best supported, and Den Miss, good each way money for it this morning.
It's interesting with Tully Toff. It's got form around Lady Moronton, who placed yesterday in the Snake Alley Cup. How about the pace over the 1,300, Paul?
It'll be pretty good. A couple of the on-pace runners have been scratched, but you've still got Excella drawn close to the fence. You've got Lose the Snip drawn out, so he'll have to press forward. And the other two on-pace runners look to be Danzy Bar Dancer and Luff. So I think it'll be a genuine 1,300, and I think they'll be coming from everywhere late.
Yeah, competitive race. I think number one will run better today, Texas Storm. The little fiddle with the gear there from the Milligans, the blinkers off, winkers on. Look, definitely didn't run a mile in that highway two starts back when he was in the market. And then freshened back last start to the 1,200. He seemed to lose the plot on the turn here, but I loved the last 100 metres of his work, making really good ground. Hopefully he can take advantage of that barrier run, one, and be, you know, maybe even a touch closer than midfield here. And I reckon if they open up for him, he's got a really good chance here today at odds. I think the danger is obviously 12 Smart Moves. She's a mare who's really flying at the moment, and you had to love the way she rounded them up there at Dubbo. Look, I agree with Brent. I wish it was a mile, not coming back to 1,300. You know, it was 1,400 last time, but I keep saying it. The big Newcastle stretch here will suit this mare, where her best form is on the bigger tracks. Den Miss has got a chance. I think she's very honest. Some of her form shapes right up here, and has a definite chance from a good draw and 51.5 kilos on her back. And best of the rest is Tully Toff, who's racing well. He maps well, and some of the form around him is pretty good as well, with that Lady Moronton last start. So I'm 1, 12, 14 and 4.
Yeah, it's very open. I've gone wide here. I've gone 8, 12, 14 and 17. It's a gamble back in the Eight of Moon Ballad. She's $26, which is very attractive odds, and she's second up from a spell. First up, she just got outpaced over the 1,100, and the big danger here is she'll be outpaced again at the 1,300. But she'll certainly be starting to get close to her right distance range. She'll be closing off hard late. And you go back to her form. Look, she won a showcase benchmark 66 last prep. She ran fourth in the Grafton Guineas. So it's just a matter of whether I'm going off one run too early. Maybe next start after this, when she gets out to maybe 1,400, 1,500, she'll win. But at $26, I don't want to miss the opportunity today. And if she can sneak third or second, it'll still be a good result if you back her each way. So I'll lean towards the Eighth of Moon Ballad. Plenty of other chances. The 12 Smart Move. Duff covered her off perfectly. Her form this preparation's outstanding, particularly on good tracks. The 14 Den Miss, I think Duff made a great point. 51.5 kilos. This mare has form behind Sauce Edge three starts ago. Sauce Edge is a recent city winner, so I like that with her down in the weight. And I'm even throwing in the 17 Weather Channel. This horse is on the quick backup after having no luck last Saturday in a highway. I don't like the 1,500 back to 1,300, but he gets in light, and he could sneak into the money. So I've gone 8, 12, 14, 17.
Yeah, I agree with that Hammond Ballard. I sort of wanted to put him in, and I thought it was a real hidden run the other day. Just that last 100 metres, even though it reads, you know, probably eighth of 11, it was a good run, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, as I said, Duff, I could well be going off a run early, but at $26, you just got to gamble in these highways, and I'm happy to do it.
Darren Flindell goes for Weather Channel number 17, but he puts the 8 in for second there, Hamoon Ballard. So there's a couple of guys that have mentioned it this morning. 17, 8, 12 and 9 from Darren Flindell in today's Tab Highway, a Class 3 over the 1,300 metres. And don't forget today, through the Tab, on races 1, 2 and 3 here at Newcastle and at Sandown, if your horse runs second or third, you get that bonus bet back up to $50. So the first three races here at Newcastle and at Sandown, and the projected big pool today is the first four on the Hunter, projected to get to around 250,000.
That's good.
We'll take a break, and then the boys will be back to look at race four. We're previewing Hunter Day at Newcastle.
Dynamic Syndications' Gay and Adrian offer a colt to own with Aquas Farm. By Vancouver, Gay trained him to be the Golden Slipper winning champion two-year-old. From Danglissa Girl, daughter of the Gay Train Group 1 winner Danglissa, and closely related to Gay's Group 3 winner Sweet Redemption and Gay Stakes winner Unite and Conquer. Join our Dynamic Gay and Adrian and Aquas team for $9,400 a share. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
Saddle up, Western Sydney. It's time for our annual Cowboy Christmas Rodeo. Witness some of Australia's best cowboys take on the roughest rides of their lives on November 17th. Featuring bull rides, ladies barrel racing, saddle bronc, steer wrestling, timed events and more. With saloon bar, food stalls and plenty of entertainment for the kids. Plus, local singer-songwriter Missy Lancaster will be performing at the after party. Don't miss out on the K-Ranch Cowboy Christmas Rodeo, November 17th. Gates open 10 a.m. K-Ranch, located at Mount Hunter, via Camden.
Hi, I'm Tom from Melbourne. As a small business owner, the end of the year can be busy. Plenty of opportunities pop up and plenty of expenses. Extra cash flow can help keep things moving.
At OnDeck, we know things can get expensive for small business owners at this time of year and that there are opportunities around that can't be missed. That's why when you take a loan with us this year, we're delaying repayments until next. For approval in hours, apply for a business loan at ondeck.com.au.
Repayments delayed until January 2020 with your term extended by your deferral period. Full details apply and loans are subject to lender approval.
Lionel, Samson's celebrating 50 years.
Man walked on the moon 50 years ago.
That's some segue.
Imagine the picture on a Samsung TV.
I'm working on your segue.
How about a bonus Bingley gift card valued up to $1,000 with any Samsung QLED TV 75 inches and above?
One small step for anyone buying Samsung QLED TV 75 inches and above.
One giant deal for everyone who buys a Samsung TV at Bingley.
A bonus gift card worth up to $1,000 from Bingley.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance. Be sure, insure with HQ. Visit hqinsurance.com.au.
Yes, Ron Duffacy and I are here at the Broadmeadow Racecourse at Newcastle with the first race today at 1:20. The gates open at 11. If you're walking up as a general admission and there's plenty of room, get here early, get your seat, get comfortable. The umbrellas and everything have gone up. There's also a special Tab marquee, which is available to you. Free admission, general admission, able to go out there. You can watch out for the Tab girls. They'll head you in the right direction. But if you come to the back of the grandstand and look right, if you're looking out onto the track, you'll see the big Tab green sign. So that's available to you. General admission, a big Tab marquee at around the 200 metre mark. It could be the place just to really enjoy it this afternoon. Ron Duffacy, Paul Joyce looking at race four now. This is the Sharp Electrics Fillies and Mares Benchmark 78. And Andrew Giorgio from Tab, you've got the market here, mate.
Yes, we do, where Bellaria is at $21. So Taken at $4.20. Tinker Mosa, $26. Miss Redouble, $5. Let's Rebel, $10. Val Ree at $23. Vitesse, $4.60. Ballistica, $8.50. Luciola Bell at $12. Super Cyclone at $10. Pinup Miss, also a $10 chance. And Ondo Passa, the one right down the bottom, you can have $41 about its chances. Well, So Taken, the most popular runner at this stage, in front of Luciola Bell, But Luciola Bell is a drifter, 10 out to 12. The one that has firmed up this morning, guys, is Let's Rebel, 11 into $10. And it was as much as $16 when the market first opened, so a good push there. And outside of that, Miss Redouble has been a quiet firmer during the week as well.
And they're two horses, Paul, that could be sitting right up on the pace here.
Most of the speed has drawn out in this race, which should inject some genuine pace. So you've got Miss Redouble, Let's Rebel, the two horses you just mentioned, Andrew. You've also got Patesse drawn out there and Super Cyclone drawn out there. So they're your four runners that work across. And if you want to map a horse that looks to get the gun run, it's Luciola Bell.
Agree. I think she might just have a little bit too much quality for him, number two, if she's right, so taken. I think she's got better depth to her form. She's had that little five-week freshen and a tick-over trial since, definitely not running the mile in the Yanks. Her form is, she's 1,100 to 1,300, even 1,400 is the only little issue here. So even though she's got some, she did run a place in the James Carr at 1,400 at the end of last prep. But I want to be with her. Nice and fresh, nice trial, mapping well. They take the claim here to just offset that 60 kilos being with her rating, and I think her rating gets her home here. I agree. I think the Luciola Bell's a knockout here. She's had a little month freshen since beaten at 1,200 metres here. She did run second to Noble Boy in the country championships final back in April at 1,400. So I think she's underrated and sets up quite nicely with down in the weights a little bit here. The test ambles across from that wide draw, gives a really good kick and races consistently again. And I think a knockout horse here is Pin Up Girl, a Pin Up Miss. This is harder than a Class 1 at Muswellbrook. You have to concede that. But I thought she was very, very good, and she's got a huge weight drop from 61.5 last time to 50.5 kilos here. So she gets a huge weight drop and has got talent peaking third up. I'm marking them 2, 10, 8 and 13.
Yeah, another really open affair. Typical mare's race. So I've gone wide. I've gone 3, 10, 11 and 2. Might have found a sneaky one here for Sarge, John Sargent. Tinkermosa, she won first up last prep with the blinkers on. He's given her two trials this time in, and she hasn't worn the blinkers, but he's got them on for race day. And look at her form last prep. Obviously, her first up win was what encourages me. But then she progressed all the way to Caulfield in a benchmark 90, where she ran third before going for a spell. Now, this is only a 78 rater, and with the claim for Chris Williams, she'll carry 56.5. So I think she's placed to run a cheeky race if she's bold enough, and I think that's the key. We'll just have to monitor those late betting moves. I'd love to see 26 into 21 or something like that late. That would be a very pleasing to see. So I've got her on top at a bit of a rough hope. Number 10, Luciola Bell, just gets all the favours in the run. She did go around the Newcastle Newmarket last prep, only beaten 3.5. That's a Group 3 race, so she's really well placed here on 54.5 if she can reproduce that. The 11 Super Cyclone, you just look at her recent form, her past seven starts, she's hit the Quinella on six occasions, but she's certainly racing well. And the two so taken, I mean, Duff's covered her perfectly. She's the class runner with the claim, barrier one. There's so much to like about her, apart from probably the price, but, in an open race, she's got to be very hard to beat. 3, 10, 11 and 2.
Righto, from Darren Flindell, it's number 8, Vitesse, to be 2, 9 and 11. 8, 2, 9 and 11. Some really strong competitive racing here today.
There is.
That's what we're going to get as punters. Some really good value around many of these boys' thoughts going into these different races. We get into the good races, if we can say that now. This is a race that's been moved, Ron.
Yep.
But I think it's worked successfully for them.
Yeah, it looks good. It's at the end of a season, which is hard at a carnival. It's hard for nice three-year-olds to wait this long. But these are the horses that could take, there's a couple here that could take the next step, but this was a great race. Just lost its way over the last couple of years. But now this might be a nice spot for it and can rejuvenate itself. We know the history of this race.
Yeah, for sure. The Newcastle Jockey Club Spring Stakes, sponsored by New Zealand Bloodstock, over the mile. Take us through the current market, Andrew.
We have Rule the World as an even money favourite. Rockamore at 19, Don DeKim at 17, Convinced 14, Just Society $17, IndyCar 7, Cavalmo $4.80, El Vezio at 100 to 1, Asiago at 12. And then we have $21 for both Bright Rubik and Game of Thorns. And Sky Diamonds is at $34. Well, as you can imagine, guys, Rule the World, a very popular even money favourite. $2.80 on Wednesday, and already today, $2.10 into that even money quote. Outside of that, Cavalmo, well, it was a drifter for most of the week. $4.60 out to $5. Today, it's come back in to $4.80. The other one I will give a mention to is IndyCar. Now, it was $11 on Wednesday, $7 now. And interestingly, this horse was backed at big odds last start as well when it ran fourth. So seems as though our customers are buttering up again on IndyCar.
All right. Pace is interesting here. Obviously, Rule the World can go forward, Paul. But what does Don and Kim do to it from an inside draw compared to Rule the World?
Yeah, it's very interesting because the three other on-pace runners have all drawn inside the favourite. So that's always a little bit tricky if you're taking even money, $2 about something, because Rock and Moore's drawn two, Don and Tim's drawn four, and Sky Diamonds has drawn the five. So I think those three horses will all roll forward, Rule the World with Tim Clark. He'll have a couple of options off the start, but he's just got to work out what to do. Does he want to press on and lead? Does he want to take a sit fourth one off the fence? Or is he happy to sit outside the leader? So a couple of options there. I don't think it's a scary barrier draw, but it's certainly not ideal.
Yeah, he'll roll across here. He's up to a mile. He's a natural on speed, tough horse, so I thought he'd clear them. I'm keen on IndyCar each way here. Back to the scene of the crime, won his maiden at Newcastle. Only a maiden, but you had to love the win. And he had a miler written all over him that day and dead set legitimate excuses the other day. He had a lot to offer there and just never had a chance to balance up. He's not one of them horses you can just ping on, I don't think. So give him clear running to the outside on straightening here. Do you think he's hard to hold out? There's a couple here that's going to be hard to beat, but I think he's a real blowout chance. I've got him on top. Interesting Cavalmo. Chris made no secrets that he likes the horse going into the Carbine Club Stakes there. He was already in Melbourne and in a suitable race today at Sandown, and very rarely when Chris Waller has a plan, he changes a plan. All of a sudden, he's a late nomination for this race and an acceptor, and I thought, he'll stay in Melbourne. He'll stay in Melbourne, but he's brought him home, put a set of blinkers on him. He's dry track, back to a dry track, which I think helps, and he's a massive danger and could easily bounce back here. No knock on the favourite, except for the price, even money. He's unbeaten. He makes his own luck. He looks tough. No negatives at all. Like I said, only the price in a competitive race. And 10 Bright Rubik. Now, this filly has really found a form. I thought she looked a sprinter to me, but she was 1280 to 1500 at Muswellbrook the other day. I know it was only a class three, but she bolted in. She ran course record time and is absolutely airborne. So I'm putting in her the multis as well. I like 6, 6, 7, 1, and 10.
Yeah, it's interesting stuff, isn't it? I've gone 1, 5, 7, and 6, and look, I was really keen on Rule the World at around that $3 mark. $2 is a lot. It doesn't sound like a big difference, but it is. You've gone from saying your horse is a 33% chance to saying it's a 50% chance to win the race. And I don't know if I can get him that short. But look, on form, I can see why punters would back him. Obviously, he's undefeated. He comes through the weights beautifully off his last start win at Rose Hill against a horse like IndyCar. But he's got to run the mile first time, and that's probably the only query I could find with him. Set weights, you've just got to have him on top. And that's why the punters are happy to take the $3. I was sort of thinking that was about the right price. Now $2. 5, Just Society. I think he's the knockout if this happens to become a battle of attrition. He's already raced over 1,800, and he got beaten by a very cruel Bob at the head. He should really have a 1 next to his name, but that was first go blinkers. And I think James McDonald will drop him out the back here and just let things unfold up front. And if there's a bit of carnage up front, he'll be the horse strong late. 7, Cavalmo, blinkers first time, Duff covered him off. And the 6, IndyCar. Well, look, I backed him last start at Rose Hill, and he should have been right in the finish. It was a lovely run, and you'd think he'd eat up the mile. But at the weight, you know, he meets Rule the World 3.5 kilos worse for getting beaten 3 and a bit length. So there's a lot of ground to make up for IndyCar. But Duff's made all the reasons why that could happen. I've gone 1, 5, 7, and 6.
Darren Flindell likes number 6, Indy Car, to beat 7, 1 and 5. 6, 7, 1 and 5. If you are heading out here later on this morning on Sky Sports Radio, we're going to talk with Tommy Berry about quarter to 12. He rides a few of these. He'll be driving up and we'll have a few minutes with him if you're listening to us on Sky Sports Radio at about a quarter to 12 this morning. What do we do? He's online.
He's not.
He is. He's dialed in from the wedding. You can't believe this. Now, we're not going to... I can't stand for any ad-lib this morning, so all I can say is that Glenn Munsey is online to present what should be a 30-second read. So, Glenn, I haven't got time for any rubbish all around it. Please just present what you need to.
Well, boys, I'm sorry I can't be there this morning. Good luck to all the people with the Hunter, but I'm here for my little wingman ad. Of course, yes, Wingman Beer have got your back. They're so excited by the new Wingman mid-strength 3.5% crisp, clean, never bitter lager. They're putting out a challenge. It's like the challenge you guys will face today, trying to find a winner here at Newcastle. Next time you pick up your regular beer, grab a single can of Wingman 3.5%, test it back-to-back with your beer. And if it's not the cleanest, tastiest, crispest lager you've had, take it back, yes, take it back, and Wingman will refund your money. Now, how's that? It's like backing a winner. They don't have to run second, third, fourth, or fifth for that. Go to wingmanbeer.com.au to see where they've landed, and if you can't find it at your local, give them a call. I gave you this number the other day. 1-300-45-BEER. That's not a bad number, is it? 1-300-45-BEER. Or go to danmurphys.com.au, and they'll deliver it for free. Yes, free. Take the Wingman Challenge today. Enjoy responsibly, and best of luck for all the people up there today with the Hunter. Thanks, guys.
Oh, what about that? See, I told him, when you need to keep him tight, you've just got to keep him there. Like, he's done that, a 30-second read in a minute and 9 seconds.
He definitely hasn't been on the mid-strength.
Oh, please.
He's been on the full blast.
Come on, Georgie. You've got to get into this, mate. What's going on there at Tab? If he's a wingman, what can you be, Andrew?
Well, mate, I'm an Uzo man, to be perfectly honest with you, Ben.
I think he's been drinking.
But I'm a bit worried about Munsey. He sounded a bit out of breath during that read. I'm just a bit worried about him. Is he going to last the wedding today?
Yeah, I don't think he will.
He's gone in the wind.
Yeah, no, he's gone. He's gone in the wingman.
We won't get a tongue tie on him,
mate. How are you going, Joycey? You need to have a look at a wingman later on today?
I haven't had a wingman yet, but after all that advertising, I might try one this afternoon.
Yeah, late in the day. All right, let's talk about the big race. This is the build-up. It's going to grow with momentum over the next period of its life, but this is the first, and what a starting point it is. The $1 million Pages Event Hire Hunter. The scratchings are 2, 17, 18 and 19. And Andrew, this is the latest market from Tab.
Yeah, fantastic betting race, Ben. Almost every single runner has had some sort of decent support. And we start off with Leramane, who's a $10 chance. Graf is the $3.60 favourite. Brave Song at 10. Tactical Advantage, $9.50. Invincible Gem, 16. Savatiano at 5. Redoble at 100 to 1. Bonami, 12. Manicure, 15. Renewal from double figures this morning into $9.50. Fiesta at 12. Siren's Fury, 34. Sir Plush, 81, Jonker, 31. And the one right down the bottom there, Goodfella, is a $51 chance. Well, best price offered for Graf was $4. That's when the market first opened. It's now into $3.60. Tactical Advantage has been a firmer, $15 earlier in the week. It's into $9.50. Savatiano, $9. That price on Wednesday looks very, very generous now. It's a $5 chance. And the two that have really caught my eye in terms of movers this morning have been Renewal and Fiesta. $10 for Renewal this morning into $9.50, but Fiesta, $9.50 this morning, back out to $12.
Okay, so Fiesta on the drift. The scratching of Home of the Brave, Paul, what's it actually done for these horses like a Savatiano out wide?
Yeah, it certainly made it interesting. It's a tricky race to map because, look, Savatiano, she just can't draw a gate, so they always seem to go to plan B, which is roll forward and put her on the speed. But I'm convinced she's length better ridden in with a sit. So, you know, when she first drew out there, I thought they might try going back. But I don't think they'll do that now because Home of the Braves come out. So you'd obviously think now that Sabath Gunner will just roll forward and take up a spot, and she'll be hard to beat again. She always is. But we just haven't really had the chance to see her rid with a sit for a long time due to bad barriers. So she'll go forward, but Sir Plush is a horse that can lead, and some of his best wins have been where he's really flown along in front. So down in the weights, they might try that with him today. Jonka probably takes the sit from the lovely gate. Seems to be what they're trying with him lately. Bonhomie was on pace in a recent trial as well. And, you know, Leramane probably has to roll forward. Invincible Gem probably has to roll forward. So it's very tricky to map accurately, Duff, but I would say $1 million up for grabs, pace drawn right across the track. I think they'll go along at a good clip.
Yeah, there's potential both ways. I think, it's a bit like the Melbourne Cup. We all thought they'd go along at a good clip, and then all of a sudden it's a walking race. So I think jockeys will want to have a clock in their head in this race and just judge how quickly they think they're going. I don't think there's many options with Savatiano. If they hold up, she's going to be caught wide, no covers. They've got to be aggressive there. And she's a dead set 1,400-metre horse. So you forget the mile run last time and she goes forward, fit horse. I've got her mapping in front. Oh, look, I'm going with the obvious. As far as the winner's concerned in Graf, he's just... he's got that Parada, brutal Red Zell form. Some people want to say this is an afterthought. I'm not so sure it is an afterthought. You know, he's had the nice 42-day freshen, a trial win since his last start. Chris is happy with him. There's positive reports about the gear change with the horse. I think Brenton will just have to be, keeping balanced and in nice position, probably closer than midfield here, and he's hard to hold out on his own track. I think Fiesta's the danger. I thought she went enormous first up, and then she wasn't as effective second up, but I think this might be her target race here, and she's, she meets Leramane 6.5 kilos for the last meeting they had together, then there shouldn't be that much between them. I think Jonka's a... the two bets I've had early in the week, I took $21 Fiesta, and I'm taking $51 Jonka. I know he's got a few convictions, but he won his only start at home here. He's, I thought he had no hope in the Golden Eagle at 1500 metres there, and he overachieved. He was only four lengths off him at the finish there at 200-1. I just feel he's going to do something back to 1300 at home here, and maps absolutely beautifully. And Brave Song looks a nice race for this horse. And fourth up, ready to go, will be charging from the back. So he wants the pressure on, Brave Song. When I first did the form, I had Home of the Brave there, and I thought, oh, no, Savatiano's in a world of pain. It's a whole different setup now, and she must be up there close as well with a chance. Lots of opinions here, but I'm 3, 12, 15 and 4.
Yeah, well, I'm keen on Fiesta as well, Duff. I've got her on top, 12, 3, 11, 5. And look, I was really excited when the opening prices were up at around that $21 mark. It was just a matter of getting set on her each way and hoping for a bit of luck because, look, you made the point. 6.5 kilo turnaround on Leramane in the Red Zell. And then even coming through the Sydney Stakes, there's 2 kilo turnaround against Brave Song. It would have been 4 kilos against Home of Brave. And there she was. Double, treble the price of most of those rivals. And I thought she was big overs. She's 10 of her 17 career starts have been Group 1 or Group 2 races, so she's always been thrown in the deep end, and she still managed to quinella 9 of her 17 starts. So from barrier 4 with 52 kilos, we just need a bit of luck at the right time, and I think Fiesta's right in the mix here. Number 3, Graf. Yes, he does have all the right form. He looks to get a lovely run. This crossover noseband, which seemed to work so well in that recent trial at Newcastle, he could definitely come out and win this on his home track. And look, I'm with you, Duff. I think Chris Lees would have targeted this race from maybe 2 months ago, and I don't think it's an afterthought at all. Other chances in the race, and there's a heap of them. The 11 Renewal, lovely gate, no weight, coming back from a Group 2 race in Melbourne. Prior to that, he'd been winning just about everything. And number 5, Tactical Advantage, well, there may be a query at 1,300, but the way he won last start, 1,200 down the straight, Flemington, well, if they say if you can win down the straight over 1,200, you can run 13. So I'm going to give him another chance here. Chris Lees might just have him airborne at the moment. 12, 3, 11 and 5 to me, the hunter.
Yeah, gee, a mixture of numbers here. Darren Flindell likes Graf number 3 to beat 1 Leramane, 8 Redoble, 5 Tactical Advantage, and his next tip is Invincible Gem, the 6. But his four numbers are 3, 1, 8 and 5. As it should be, an intriguing race. The Million Dollar Hunter to be run over the 1,300 metres at 4.20. And, of course, this time next week will be at Kembla Grange for their running, the first running of the Gong, to be run over a mile this time next week. And don't forget, the gates open here this morning at Newcastle at 11 o'clock. A lot of the catering areas are all sold out, but there's stacks of area for the general admission. Hey, come on out if you're in the area. Celebrate your very own Hunter. Back in a moment to look at race number 7.
Hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold.
Lionel.
What am I?
You sound like you have split personality.
Close. I'm a split system air conditioner.
Of course you are.
Buy Fujitsu, Panasonic, Mitsubishi Electric or Kelvinator split system air conditioner at Bingley and receive a 5-year manufacturer's warranty.
Plus an additional 3 years.
That's an 8-year warranty.
Oh, you can add.
Yes, Mum.
Hotco Aircons at Bingley.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
3-year extended warranty via redemption.
For some people, just missing it means running onto the platform and the doors close, right in your face. For others, it's backing a horse who misses the kick by 3, that comes charging home and just misses by a nose. We're those people. And we're all happy that if your horse runs second or third in races 1-3 at Newcastle and Sandown this Saturday, Tab gives us a bonus bet back up to $50. Tab, long may we play.
Excludes SA and WA residents. Tab account, fixed odds, win bets only. T's and C's at website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
Don't you just love this time of year?
Well, no. Get what you really want for Christmas at your Ford dealer. Like a Ranger XLT 4x4 double cab 3.2 litre auto with tow bar and sat nav standard. Now just $54,990 drive away. Christmas comes early with great year-end deals from Ford. On now. Recommended price, T's and C's apply. See Ford.com.au for details.
And bling it on, the comeback boys done it. Bring it on first, makes it a Hunter Cup and Victoria Cup double.
151.5, we knew it was going to be a spectacularly run Victoria Cup, but nobody could have predicted that. They've gone almost a second quicker than Lazarus.
He's so sound and, you know, he wants to do it. Beautiful horse, open bridle, no air check, no boots, no tongue tie, no earplugs, like he's just a professional.
Book your man for the comeback, kids. Go to comedyequinefarms.com.au for a full list of stallions.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tabs New Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance. Be sure, insure with HQ. Visit hqinsurance.com.au.
Well, there's a couple of horses that were hoping to make the Hunter but didn't quite get there. Live and Free, and Bernie Kelly was keen on with bobbing at some stage there as well. So it'll be intriguing to have a listen to the market here with Andrew Giorgio from TAB with the Prime 7 handicap, Race 7.
Yeah, Ben's Live and Free is currently $26. Bobbing is $3.70. That makes it second pick. My Expression at 17, Outrageous, the $3.20 favourite. You Make Me Smile, 16, Star Reflection at 26, Into the Abyss, 5.50, Cattersby, 14, Murillo, 6, Onslaught at $61, and What Could Be at $21. Well, bobbing, very good money overnight for this Bernie Kelly horse. Today, it's already $3.80 into $3.70, $6, best price offered. Live and Free, you ask, Ben. It's gone 15 out to 26 since the market opened earlier in the week. Outrageous, 460 into 320 prior to the scratchings. And the one that has firmed up this morning is Murillo, $8 earlier today, now $6.
Murillo into $6 here. Interesting, speaking with Aaron Bullock yesterday on radio, he thinks Catsby is probably better suited just sitting behind the leader. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out, Paul.
Yeah, I think they'll get the opportunity to do that because the two on-pace runners drawn out, You Make Me Smile and Murillo, I think they'll both want the front, which leaves Cattersby the spot to probably sit third defence. And Outrageous has drawn barrier two. Well, he sat basically outside the leader last start. He'll probably be fourth one out today.
Yeah, we've got our natural leader here, and You Make Me Smile, I'll concede to him. I'd suggest just freshen up a little. I'm a bobbing fan here. He's just a terrific horse. He's a laid-back character, isn't he? He didn't get no guide from his trials or his track work or anything. He just turns up race day and delivers. I thought he was sensational in the Kosciuszko. First up, he usually improves second up, where he's had two wins and a third from three preparations. Two wins and a second, I should say. I think he can get over the top of them here. I think Outrageous was an outrageous price earlier in the week with no scratchings at 290. He's getting out to probably where he should be now. He was really good the other day, but everything fell into place for him. It probably does again today. He maps nicely from that inside draw. He's got a good chance. I just don't know how strong that race was the other day. 10 into the abyss. She'll sit off this speed here and finish off hard. And You Make Me Smile will give a really big side up in front here and may hold on for some minor money. 2, 7, 10 and 8.
I've got the exact same first four in order, Duff. 2, 7, 10, 8, bobbing for all the reasons you've outlined. Look, Kobe Jennings has ridden this horse three times. He ran third in the Kosciuszko. He won the provincial championships on him, and he ran second in the provincial championship heat on a heavy track. So I like having Kobe on. He knows how to ride this horse, and that's just quietly save him up, have the last crack at them. The 7 Outrageous. It's funny how we think as punters, isn't it, Duff? We got the money on him last start. We're all patting ourselves on the back, and then he goes up short price favourite. Oh, we've got to find something to beat him this time, and we've managed to find one, hopefully, that can beat him. But he'll run well again. The 10 into the abyss. Here's an interesting stat for her. 16 of her 18 starts have been in stakes races. She's only won two races. They were the only two times she hasn't been in stakes company, and today she's in a benchmark 88. So she's shooting to keep that record intact. And number 8, the best of the rest, You Make Me Smile. I like that recent trial at Warwick Farm. He really looked as though Jason Coyle's got him back at his best. 2-7, 10-8.
Carried the grandstand Outrageous. There was roar around Australia when it got the money the other day.
Usually when the last favourite wins, you get the biggest cheer than the main event.
It was carrying everything when it got it the other day. All right, by the way, Darren Flindell likes bobbing as well, number 2, to beat 7-1-6, 2-7-1-6. Race 8, the premium meets T-Bone Stakes over the 1,500 metres. Here's the latest market.
Got Unders at $11, Strome at $8.50, and Mushareb at $2.30, and that makes it favourite. Mr. Reckless at $9.50, and then we have $12 for both Tarson and DeCru. Juventus, $3.20, and then go down to Constantine, who's 41, and Charmasal at $26. Decent firm up this morning, boys, for Juventus. $3.90 into $3.20 now off the back of very, very good money. And bet taken around about 2 minutes ago of $2,290 at the $3.40. So that's what's pushed it into $3.20 at the moment. Mushareb, the favourite, has been solid. Some good money for it. Outside of that, some light specking, and I mean really light specking, for the one down the bottom in Charmasal.
Who's the pace here, Paul?
There's not much on paper. Tarstin, I think, will work across and take up the running. Got Unders is drawn outside of Tarstin, and he probably rolls forward as well, but I don't think they'll want the front on him. So my map has Tarstin controlled in the tempo here in race 8.
Yeah, I agree. excuse me. I like Juventus, like the market as well here today. I think he's beautifully placed at home. McDonald on sticking on board, barrier 1. Just has to jump. He can be a little bit sticky at the start sometimes, and he's had legitimate excuses by missing the start and doing his work early at Rosehill 2 starts back. And the other day, that tempo on paper didn't suit him, and that's exactly how it turned out. So, at home, he's won here. I think there's a lot to like about him. Look, Mushareb was a very good first up run. I just didn't know what to think of the 49 days and a scratch with a vet certificate between there. And I did find out Richard said that it was a minor, just a spike in temperature, and he just wanted to wait an extra week for this Newcastle race. So I feel a little bit more at ease with him now. And these horses can spike a temperature one day and they're right the next. So it's not as bad as I first thought. For Mr. Reckless, I was terrific there, second up. But he might want a little bit further now. And 2 Strome will be running on. 7-3-4-2.
Yeah, I'm going 5-3-7-4. I'm backing Carson here off the map. I think he'll get across, lead, dictate Robbie Dolan's plain suit. And he's a last start winner. He won at Warwick Farm over 1,400. He goes up in grade a bit here, but he drops back in weight. And with a soft lead, he's had five wins over a mile, this horse. But if he's left alone in front over 1,500, I think he'll give you a really cheeky shot. The three Musha Reb, he doesn't know how to run a bad race. The only time he has run a bad race was a heavy track. Otherwise, he's always thereabouts. And I think he's even got a bit of tactical pace if they want to send him forward into the first three or four. Number seven, Juventus, stuffs hit the nail on the head. It's all about how he jumps. If he jumps cleanly, he could settle four for the fence. He probably goes close to winning. If he misses the kick and he's out the back in a slowly run race, very tricky. And number four, Mr. Reckless, well, he probably will get back and run on, but the 3 kilos off of Brock Ryan, his last start, you'd have to put him in somewhere. But I'm keen on Tarsin. I think he runs a very cheeky race, 5-3-7-4.
Darren Flindell likes Juventus number seven to beat 5-3-2, 7-5-3-2. Andrew, take us through the market in the last.
Yeah, we have Testifier at $4.20. Defeat at 26, and that's the same price for Lilith. Coterie at 10, Pikiri at 18, Malia Magic at 17, he's a hot shot 23, Leviathan is the $2.40 favourite, Plenty at 18, Come Along 71, Burning Crown at 5.50, and Time Raid $21. Well, Leviathan are twice as popular as Testifier at the moment, and those two horses hold around about 75 or 80% of the early money. So punters really focusing on those two horses.
Yeah, it's obviously Burning Crown will come out quickly. Plenty's a chance of coming across here. You've got a couple, maybe Pequeri kicking up as well. I like four at the odds, Coterie here. I'm not 100% sure that's the lead-up, the what-could-be race, but I'm left with it with the price factor, with a few out of that race. I think he can beat one Testifier, who was the flashing light, never getting a clear run last time. No knock at all on Leviathan. He just might be far too good for them. I just want the tick off in the yard to say that he's wound up. And six Malaya Magic, better than what her form suggests in two runs back. I'm 4196, Paul.
Yeah, I'm going 9-1-17-2. Leviathan on top for me. Obviously, a second to Fun Star jumps off the page with your form wise, and I've been impressed with his trials coming into this. I'm happy to gamble on him. He looks to have all the upsides. One Testifier, well, he's got loads of upside too. Only lightly raised, stuffed his first defeat last start and was very unlucky. So he could certainly bounce back or at least go very close. I think they stand out, those two. 17 Burning Crown, he'll give you a great side up on speed coming off that last start win. He just always runs honest races. And I think number two, Defeat, if you're looking for a horse that's thrown to your first four, he could be one that really jumps out of the ground here today at $26. 9-1-17-2.
Darren Flindell goes 1-17-9-4 in the last. Duff, what's your best?
Look, I'm moving to throw out the stumps with a couple of each way odds. There's a Pippin in the first, weight race one, number five, and race five, number six, IndyCar. So I just think they'll both run well.
And Paul, from you?
Yeah, I'll go along with Duff here. On a day where there's so much value, I'll give you two good each way chances. Race six, number 12, Fiesta, and race eight, number five, Cast In. Both of them in double figures, and I'm expecting big races.
Thanks, guys. Ron Duffacy and Paul Joyce completing our Newcastle preview for the Hunter. Stay with Sky for a full day of racing entertainment.
Saddle up, Western Sydney. It's time for our annual Cowboy Christmas Rodeo. Witness some of Australia's best cowboys take on the roughest rides of their lives on November 17th. Featuring bull rides, lady barrel racing, saddle bronc, steer wrestling, timed events and more. With saloon bar, food stall and plenty of entertainment for the guests. Plus, local singer-songwriter Missy Lancaster will be performing at the after party. Don't miss out on the K-Ranch Cowboy Christmas Rodeo, November 17th. Gates open 10 a.m. K-Ranch, located at Mount Hunter via Camden.
It's almost here. The biggest race of the year. The social event of the season. $1 million at stake. And best of all, it's all happening in your own backyard. Your day to play is finally here. Come to race day, Saturday, November 16th, Newcastle Racecourse. Tab, long may we play.
Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help, 1-800-858-858.
Mum, are we doing free full-service delivery on fridges?
You read my email, Lionel?
Yes.
Our customers love it.
OK, so any customer that
spectacularly run Victoria Cup, but nobody could have predicted that. They've gone almost a second quicker than Lazarus.
He's so sound and, you know, he wants to do it. Beautiful horse. Open bright, on no air check, no boots, no tongue tie, no ear plug. Like, he's just a professional.
Book your man for the comeback, kids. Go to comedyequinefarms.com.au for a full list of stallions.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Shiraz. By debauchery, of course. Here's the traffic.
At Open Universities Australia, you can explore hundreds of degrees and study online with leading Australian universities. Start at open.edu.au. In Park Lee, there's been a stack on Sunnyholt Road at Candlenut Grove affecting northbounders. Several sets of traffic lights are on the Fritzen Ride due to a power failure. Newtown, parts of Lennox, Eliza, Mary and Australia Streets are closed for the Newtown Festival today. Enmore Road, King Street expected to be real busy as well. Lots of extra traffic along the beachfront between Bondi and Tamarama for Sculpture by the Sea. Discover your sense of place in a designer Sharwood home at the Hermitage Gledswood Hills. Brand new completed homes available from $790,000. Search the Hermitage Gledswood Hills. I'm Tim Govers, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
At Wingman, we've got your back. We're so excited by our new Wingman mid-strength 3.5% crisp, clean, never bitter lager. We're putting out a challenge. Next time you buy your beer, grab a single can of Wingman 3.5%, and if it's not the cleanest, tastiest, crispest lager you've ever had, take it back and Wingman will refund your money. Visit wingmanbeer.com.au to see where we've landed, and if you can't find us at your local, call us on 1300 45 beer. Take the Wingman challenge today. Now also available online with Dan Murphy's. Enjoy responsibly.
Interstate Form Preview, brought to you by Tabs New Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Yes, it is Sky Sports Radio broadcasting this morning from Newcastle Racecourse. We're about to look at all the interstaters, starting with Sandown with Dean and Mark. Just a reminder, if you're heading out here to Broadmeadow Racecourse, the big Tab Marquee, which is situated at around the 200-metre mark, you enter it via the back of the grandstand. If you're looking outwards onto the track, at the right end of the grandstand, you'll see the big Tab sign. There'll be girls there able to help you in, along with all the Tab team. So it's general admission. You don't have to pay to go in. It's a massive marquee with all the air conditioning and first class facilities. So if you're looking for somewhere out here at Newcastle, go and enjoy today's Tab Marquee here at Newcastle. And don't forget, the big offer today is the first four through the Tab on the Hunter, projected pool to get to $250,000 on race six today. Sandown in Melbourne, we haven't raced on the hillside. I've written it down here for about 11 weeks. It's a good four, fine weather, 18 degrees down there. Dean Lester, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
They always have the break into this day, but it sounds like from Tim Bailey that the track's perfect.
Yeah, well, it's had probably ideal preparation, really. As you said, the break, the weather we've had, and ready to go. It always presents very well on classic day.
It does. And Mark Hatter, how's that weather looking off the radar?
No sign of anything off. We've got a clear day in Melbourne.
That's good. Interesting, this first race, the Thoroughbred Club Mersin Cooper Stakes, and Andrew Giorgio's filling the boots of Munsey this morning. Dean, it's a two-day wedding that Glenn's gone to. We've been discussing it this morning, but you may as well have a crack. A wedding started yesterday, and it rolls into today.
Yeah, well, that's the price you pay for letting Munns do the speeches.
That's exactly what Duff said. can't believe it. He thought that Munns, in fact, might be still standing on the stage and talking with no one there.
Well, and mentioning sponsors and all sorts of things.
It's amazing. You and Duff, we all think together with Glenn Munsey. All right, Andrew Giorgio, please give us the market here for race one.
We have Glenn Fiddick at $7, Hanseatic at $3.20, Motley Prince, 51, River Twain at 18, Away Game at 12, and that's the same price for Divine Caprice and Dubai Star, Geist at $6.50, Hard Rock Girl, 14, Real Feeling at 12, River Knight, 11, and Sophia at $10. Well, this has been one of the better moves that you'll see on a Saturday for quite some time, boys. And I speak of Hanseatic, $9.50 when the market first opened on Wednesday. And bang, into $3.20, and that makes it a clear favourite. Outside of that, today, Divine Caprice has gone 16 into 12. and Geist, $850 to $650.
All right, tell us about this horse, Dean. I don't know whether you put it in your tips, but the Freedman horse?
Yeah, I put it on top. It's a Godolphin horse, Andrew. It trialled on Monday and was under a very firm hold in the trial. Looks a really good, strong type of horse and a good actioned horse. And of what I saw on Monday, I'm happy to back it here today. I think the first starters are all the main players. Geist, the other Godolphin runner for James Cummings, trial well at Warwick Farm. 15 Sophia was a good trial on Monday also at Cranbourne. Stable won the race last year, and I thought he'd hit the line really sweetly. And 14 River Knight off the jump outs at Flemington. But yeah, I can understand the backing for Hanseatic, and I'm with it. 3, 10, 15, 14.
Yeah, I'm just number 10, Geist. I like that trial up in Sydney. I think it's a good style of horse. It's drawn to have galloping room. It'll be back off the speed. Speed looks genuine. It's a good little setup for the swooper down the outside, and that might beat Geist. To beat number 2, Glenfiddich. Comes through that Oaks Bay race, I think will be a strong race. It had shown good ability in the trials before that, and will be better for that education. Number 3, Hanseatic. Not let go, but looks like it's got plenty of ability from the trials. And I thought 13, Real Feeling, another one from the trials that I thought went quite well. I'll go 10, 2, 3 and 13.
Matt Hill calls the action. He likes the favourite, or the one that's been well found at this stage, Hanseatic number 3, to be 2, 8 and 10. 3, 2, 8 and 10. And interesting, Dean, a few of them trialling on Monday.
Yeah, it's often the case leading into this race, Andrew. Those Cranbourne trials often provide some of the runners. And yeah, certainly two that are in my tips come out of those trials on Monday.
Righto, that's the Merson Cooper. The Sandown Cup, a listed race here over the 2 mile, Andrew, is race 2.
Yes, Sound is a $2.90 favourite. Hackey at $3.70. Nerf Bosk at $13. Azuro, $3.40. Wall of Fire at $6. Saunter Boy, $14. Etta James, $34. And the rank outsider here is Bamboka Queen at 100-1. Azuro, it's been the firmer today. $3.80 into $3.40. Was $4.80 earlier in the week. Easily the best back runner here in terms of money held. Accounts for a little over half the early investment. And Ben's a very interesting race from a TAB office perspective, because our learned colleague in Nick Quinn has declared if Sound starts at $3 or less and wins, he's going to shave his head.
Oh, okay.
$3 or longer. It's got to start. He's tipping it'll drift and it'll get beat. So,
so what price is it now?
And you know what he's like with his hair. So he's dead serious about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, wouldn't be coming from me an offer like that. It's starting to run out more than the other growing it. Mark, who do you like in the cup?
I don't like much, Andrew. It's not really a good advertisement for syndication, this race. You've got some out-of-form horses. I'll tip number 4, Azuro. It's probably going as well as anything, and at least is relatively consistent to beat number 1, Sound. Just lost his way since he's come over here. He's not racing badly. He's got a winning chance because the race is so weak. 5, Wall of Fire, maybe getting back onto a better track with Craig Williams can improve. And maybe number 2, Hackey, can improve. They're going to ride it quietly, so maybe that will help it. But look, a very low confidence race. I'll go 4, 1, 5 and 2.
Yeah, I've got them in the exact same order. Probably a little bit keener on Azuro than that, though. I think he ran well in this race last year, Diogi. He's won twice at the 2 miles. And to me, it looks as though this is more a target race for him than a lot of these. Sound comes off every run he's performed at. In Australia, has been Group 1, so the drop in class is going to help. 5, Wall of Fire, he probably will appreciate the dry ground here, and 2, Hakey next best, 4-1, 5-2.
Okay, and from Matt Hill, he likes Zero as well, number 4, to beat 1, 6 and 5, 4-1, 6 and 5. Race 3, the Twilight Glow here for the 3-year-old fillies.
And $18 for Done By Me. Z Long at $2.50. Sophia's Choice, $6.50. Pellurian, $4.20. California Salto, $6.50. Then we have $23 for Exelita and Zuge. Oasis Girl at $8. Fane, $81. And Diaquin at $23. Well, this favourite, Zilong, very, very popular today. $2.70 into $2.50. Best price offered was $3.30, and that was on Wednesday. Outside of that, definitely respect the move for Oasis Girl. $19 on Wednesday now, an $8 chance.
All right, Oasis Girl there for Allerton and Zara. Did Zulong go to Sandown on Tuesday, Dean?
Not sure, Andrew.
Yeah, I know he took Hey Doc there for a gallop, but not too sure if this one went. What do you like here?
Yeah, I like her. I think run at Flemington Melbourne Cup Day was good. She had every chance, but ran well. I think she probably dictates outside the lead here and be hard to beat from... Six California Salto, who just got in an awkward spot on Melbourne Cup Day, and the overhead shot showed it quite graphically that she was just getting bumped around mid-race, and total forgive run there. Nine Oasis Girl. Like a lot of these in good winning form, there's a lot of recent winning form amongst these fillies, and Pellurian down from Sydney, next best, 2, 6, 9 and 4.
I've got the same four horses. I'm just with number six California Salto each way. I think, as Dean said, just nothing went right at Flemington. It just never got a chance to balance up and run on. And yet was quite strong through the line. A Lifetime McNeil taking over. I think each way it won't miss. To beat number two, Zulong. It's for danger. Ran well Cup Day. It'll roll forward and be hard to beat. Four, Pellurian down from Sydney. Gets a beautiful run from the draw. And nine, Oasis Girl, who's in winning form. 6, 2, 4 and 9.
Matt Hill likes number two, Zulong, to beat 9, 4 and 3. 2, 9, 4 and 3 from Matt Hill in race three. Race four, the Sandown Stakes. Patrick Payne probably would have liked a little bit of a shower activity, but what price at the moment for Widgie Turf?
Yeah, $2.30, Benz, and that makes it favourite. Gold Fields at $6.50, Music Bay $5, William Thomas $3.90, Travi My Friend $21, $15 for Vacillator, and Mr. Exclusive at $16. Well, Widgie Turf are easily the best back runner in terms of the early money. Outside of that, some money for William Thomas, and they don't want to have a bar of any of the other horses at this stage.
Okay. Am I reading Widgie Turf right? He could have run it last week at Flemington, Mark.
Yeah, look, he always says he said last week, I think on the Friday, he said he warned the punters that if he doesn't get Jar out of the track, he'll scratch Widgie Turf. And he obviously hasn't got rain today, but I guess he's got to run it sometime. So it's got a great chance. I'm just going with number two, Goldfields, who I think should get a pretty comfortable lead. It's in career best form. I think it'll dictate. Last day for Espasta, I think, can send him out a winner. To beat number one, Widgie Turf. Doesn't really matter if it's... It obviously goes better on the soft, but just never runs badly. It's got a great hope. After that, maybe number five, William Thomas. Just has to run the distance. And eight, Mr. Exclusive. He was okay last week and gets a good run. 2 from 1 for me, 2, 1, 5, 8.
Yeah, I'm going with Widgie Turf. I just think he just never runs badly, and I think he might be able to just round them up. It won't be a strong speed, but he's just a terrific horse in this sort of grade. He's been tried at Group 1 and placed, but his run last start was good with the big weight. I think he can win the dangers. I think William Thomas will get a cheap run with the lot lighter weight, and he seems to be going really well this preparation. Goldfields is in career best form. Sale Cup win, I never thought he'd quite get to that level, but he did, and he beat a subsequent winner, so he'll give Steve Bassett a really good ride in his last race ride. And Music Bay next best, 1, 5, 2, 4.
Matt Hill likes number 5, William Thomas, to be 2, 1 and 8. 5, 2, 1 and 8 from Matt in race 4. Was it just a Flemington send-off for Basta last week? I thought he was finishing up there.
No, he was always finishing at Sandown, but the VRC wanted to recognise it, and yeah, no, he's on a bit of a John Farnham tour at the moment.
Let's hope Goldfields goes well for him here in race 4. Race 5, the Dufton, here over the 1,000 metres. Joe Pride sending down Easy Eddie to run here. Andrew, take us through the current tab prices.
Fartana is at $6.50. Crystal Dreamer, $4.40. Easy Eddie is the $4 favourite. Viridine at $4.80. Thermal Current, $7.50. All Over Bossa Nova, $13. Mystico, $23. Yulong Yu Heng at $41. Kalashani Lad, $26. Easy Beast at $10. And Deep Euphoria, $34. Well, all the big money does sit with Crystal Dreamer. Now, it's responsible for around about half the investment on the race since Wednesday. So good push there for Crystal Dreamer. But the move today at odds has been for Easy Beast, $15 into $10.
for Richard Lemming and Baron Vorster there, number 11. How do you see the race, Dean?
I find it a really tricky race, Andrew. With no confidence at all, I'm tipping Easy Eddie down from Sydney. I think Joe Pride travels his horses at about the right time for these races, and I'm with it to beat number 6, Thermal Current. I think the old horse is going really well this time in. He'll be swooping home late, a good rider choice. 2 Crystal Dreamer freshened up, and 1 Father Now coming off the Group 1s, but pretty low confidence race for me, Andrew. 3, 6, 2, 1.
Yeah, I like Thermal Current. I think he's come back from a spell in great form. I like the barrier. He can tip back, get to the outside, and power down the middle. I like the riding choice. He didn't have much luck last time. He's ready to fire. To beat number 3, Easy Eddie. Could be in a similar spot there, just ready to strike late. Coming back in trip, should be strong late. Number 4, Veradine. It's going to need an absolute miracle from the barrier draw, but can win on class. And 1, Father Nah, who'll lead him up for a long way. Whether he's got any petrol left in the tank this campaign is the query. 6, 3, 4, 1.
Matt Hill likes number 6 as well, Thermal Current, to beat 1, 2 and 4, 6, 1, 2 and 4 in race 5. And by the way, if you're looking at that bonus bet offer today, it's the first 3 races here at Sandown and the first 3 at Newcastle. If your horse runs second or third, you get that bonus bet back up to $50. So the first 3 at Newcastle and the first 3 here at Sandown. The Kevin Heffernan race 6, home of the Brave, scratch from here and runs in this race over the 1,300.
Yeah, that's right, Benz. And we've got Hey Doc, the toppy, at $7. Lavendi at 26. Home of the Brave, 310. Dubai, $2.80 favourite. Odeon, 14. Ring-a-ding-ding, 8.50. Order of Command, 9. And Teleplay is a $10 chance. Very, very good betting race, boys. Every single runner has come in for some sort of decent support. I can tell you that Home of the Brave is the most popular runner, just in front of Hey Doc, which has gone 7.50 into 7 this morning. And outside of that, a specking at the each way odds for Ring-a-ding-ding, 9 into 8.50.
All right, so good keen little betting race. Hey Doc comes back, Home of the Brave down there. Mark, how's it set up for pace? Is it simply Home of the Brave or something else?
Home of the Brave and Hey Doc, Andrew. It depends how he can get a bit fierce, Hey Doc, off his long break, but you would think Home of the Brave gets the front pretty comfortably with Haydock parked on him, and they should control the race from there.
All right, who wins it?
Well, I don't know. There's queries on most of these. I could have a something each way. Number 5, Odeon, who goes well fresh. It's drawn to park just behind them for Lyndon Leach. I think it trialled well. Good fresh up run last time in at Flemington in a good race. And big odds. I think he'll give you a good sight. To beat number 3, Home of the Brave, I suppose it's the obvious. If it strolls to the top and dictates the dropping grade, it should be very hard to beat. I just want to see it get a win on the board. Number 4, Dubai. It looks like it goes okay without raving. It's got a chance. And 1, Hey Doc. Probably a bit ring rusty coming off his long break, but he certainly will be there for a long way. Tricky little race for me. I'll go 5, 3, 4, and 1.
Yeah, I think this is a really tricky race. Races 5 and 6, I think, are really tough. I've gone with Home of the Brave because he's got race fitness at the moment, and I thought his run was okay at Rose Hill last start. Hey Doc, he might be a bit rusty, but he's had some pretty solid jump outs, and he looks sharp, and he will go keenly. Dubai, yeah, that one run in Sydney in the autumn was okay, and I'll put in Ring-a-ding-ding next best, but yeah, tricky race. 3, 1, 4, and 6.
I spoke with Chris Connett during the week, the travelling foreman for Charlie Appleby. He said this horse ran in Sydney and then went back to the UK but didn't travel the greatest, and that's the reason why we haven't seen him since April, but he's here and then heading back to Dubai, obviously, to race during their carnival. 3, Home of the Brave for Matt Hill on top to beat 4, 1 and 7. 3, 4, 1 and 7 in the Kevin Heffernan. Race 7, the scratchings are 3 and 5. Cavelmo running up here in the Sandown Guineas.
Yeah, Ban Quo at $4.40. Conqueror, $9.50. Heart of Poussance at $4.60. J-Rod 2, $151. Diasonic, $41. Sir Loft at $100. Defend, $11. Pretty Brazen, $3.20. And Affair to Remember at $3.60. Well, Heart of Poussance, one of the first horses backed earlier in the week. $4.80 out to $5. Now into $4.60. It's holding slightly more money than Pretty Brazen. who they jumped all over earlier in the week when the $6 was available. It's well and truly gone into $3.20. And affair to remember, well, they backed it for a stack last week and narrowly missed out there. Looks like they've come back again today.
Yes, fair to remember, gets Jai McNeil today. How's the pace for the mile here, Dean?
Andrew, I thought the speedrunners probably, as I get my speed map up.
Sorry.
Out wider, I thought Defend and Banquo would be fairly prominent. Sir Loft and Conqueror closer to the inside, but just probably an even speed, but maybe the speed comes across from wider.
All right. Early move for Pretty Brazen, going by Andrew's comments there. What do you like to win the guineas?
Yeah, I like her. I like Pretty Brazen. I think her last two runs, even though she won at Caulfield, she had to make the run from back in the field from the wide draw. And again at Flemington on Melbourne Cup Day, I think the draw dictated to her. I think it's a different scenario here. Luke Curry back aboard. And when she won at Bendigo, he just had her in behind them, curled up, ready to go, and she sprinted really quickly. I think she can use her sprint to win the race as opposed to getting into the race at her past couple, and I like her to beat Banquo. I don't think it was the strongest race last week, but he won, and he's still got, I think, a bit of petrol in the tank. 11, a fair to remember. It was a very good run on Oaks Day. It's never a very strong race, but I don't think this is a very strong race this year either. And Heart of Puissance, who's quite green, but the bigger track's going to suit. And he did a good job at the Valley. 10-1, 11-4.
Yeah, got the same four numbers. I'm just at number four, Heart of Puissance. So I think that's probably the most arrogant win you ever see on debut, and then went to the Valley, had no idea what it was doing, did everything wrong and still won. I think the big track will suit it. It'll probably be all over the place and then build its momentum, and should be steaming down the centre to beat number one, Banquo. Goes forward, controls the race, gets a great run for Craig Williams and gives a big kick. 11, a fair to remember. Good filly, a fair to remember. It's due to win a race like this, and 10, Pretty Brazen, who was good last time, it's the other winning chance. 4-1, 11-10.
Matt Hill in the guineas likes 11, a fair to remember, to beat 1, 2 and 4. 11, 1, 2 and 4 in the guineas, race 7. The Zipping Classic this year is again over the 2,400 metres. Will be interesting who pops their head up to win this race. What's the market telling us?
Well, we've got Humidor at $3.90. Ventura Storm and Gaelic Chieftain, they're both at $8.50. Patrick Aaron, $17. Southern France is the $3.50 favourite. Dal Harold at $10. Midterm, $21. Chapada at $12. And Savvy Oak and Miss Siska, you can have $10 about the pair of them. Well, Southern France, easily the best backed runner here, boys. It's holding around about four times what the other horses are. Next best supported is actually Dal Harold and Savvy Oak, who are both currently each way odds. Humidor is an interesting one because we've seen good money for this horse right throughout the spring. We haven't seen it in this race.
Okay, I can't wait to hear you guys tell me who I should be backing, Mark.
Southern France for me, Andrew. I think it'll win. Yeah. I think the Irish St. Ledger run would win two starts ago. Went to the Melbourne Cup, parked three wide. Wasn't beaten far and was quite strong through the line. I think it's got the best form. It's only got to get near that run two starts ago, and I think it wins to beat number one, Humidor. He's having no luck, Humidor. He ran really well in the Moonee Valley Cup against the Tempo and just parked three wide back in trip last time. Had no hope. Blinkers go back on here. I think he's the danger. Take your pick after that for me. Number three, Gaelic Chieftain, and number two, Ventura Storm might be next best. But I think five, Southern France wins. 5-1, 3-2.
Yeah, I don't really know here. I've gone with Dal Harold, who I thought was disappointing, obviously, at Geelong. But before that, I thought he was shaping well. He ran really well in this race last year. I'm just going with him. Southern France might win. He's running the Melbourne Cup was a total forgive. He was out in no man's land and forgive run. Humidor, I don't know where to mark him at this stage of his preparation. He's down in grade, but it's basically been a rehab prep for him. So whether he's got one more run in him at this stage would be the query for me. And next best, number eight, and that is Chapada, who's only won one race, but at least he can stay and he's relatively fresh. But really hard race to assess. 6, 5, 1, and 8.
Six as well here from Matt Hill, Dal Harold to beat 9, 1, and 2. 6, 9, 1, and 2. The summon stakes for the mares here is race 9 on this 10 race card. Fidalia coming out would have reshaped the market here a bit.
Yeah, it did, Benz. So totally new market this morning where We have Noir and Jamaican Rain, both at $7. Sweet Scandal at $4.60. Platinum Angel, $5. King's Brook, $18. One More Try, $10. Gentico at $9. Victory Kingdom, $17. And Vanuatu is at $3.90. And I can tell you that Vanuatu, easily the best supported runner, boys. And that was ever since the market opened earlier in the week. $5.50 available at that time. Since then, it's gone $4 into $3.90 this morning, so very good money for it. Gentico has been the subject of good each-way support, in from double figures this morning, and not really a great deal to offer you for the other runners at this stage.
Righto, Dean, your thoughts in the summoned?
Yeah, pretty even race again, Andrew. I'm going Sweet Scandal, who I thought ran well Cup Week. Gets a good run from the draw. Speed probably comes across her, and she gets a nice run just behind them to beat Platinum Angel with the blinkers on and the weight drop. And she's performed at this level before. Noir hasn't won for a while, but she's well graded. And I thought just Gentico on the up, make her own luck up on the speed. She's got a bit of a winning habit going. This is a lot harder, but at least she's winning. She's a chance, and I'll be putting Vanuatu in the quaddie. 3-5-1-9.
Yeah, tough race. I'm with number one, Noir. I just think, I know it doesn't win very often, but I think it comes out of the best races. I like the riding engagement of D-Lane to sit back and pick them off down the outside. To beat number two, Jamaican Rain, probably wants it softer, but fitter for that last run where it covered ground. 7-1 More Try. Disappointing the other day, but maybe getting back onto a better track might help it. And 11, Vanuatu, who's improving with each run, was good at the Valley and should be fitter for those two runs back. 1, 2, 7, 11.
Boxed up numbers for Matt Hill, similar to that. He likes Vanuatu, number 11, to beat 1, 2 and 7. 11, 1, 2 and 7 in race 9. The Eclipse Stakes is the last just before 6 o'clock. Andrew?
Yeah, $4.80 for Pacadali. Mossendale at 26, Plain Ciel at 6, Setting Sail, the very popular $2.10 favourite, Mr. Moneybags at 9, Sava Heat 10, Dannon Roman $14, Main Stage 23, Mr. Clarify 51, Exasperate 41, Zooey's Comet at $34. Well, as I mentioned, boys, Setting Sail, very popular ever since the market opened. $2.50 best price offered on Wednesday. Today, already $2.20 in to $2.10. Second most popular runner on the Sandown card today. So big, big money riding on Setting Sail in the last.
And it's running some nice handicap races during the European summer there, Mark.
Yeah, the form last time beating Cross Baton is good form, Hoss. And I think the way this race sets up, there's no speed. It should stroll straight to the top, totally dictate the race. And I think from there it just builds its momentum and it's too good. To beat number three, Plain Ciel, is dead set, ready to win, just keeps drawing badly. That's the issue here. Number one, Pacadali, racing really consistently, was good with the big weight at Kyneton. And six, Mr. Moneybags, who should sit right on the back of Setting Sail and get every chance to at least run a place. But I think four leads all the way, 4-3-1-6.
Yeah, I'm just going to go with Pacadali, probably more one unit to win too. The place, he's just such a reliable horse. He ran really well at Kyneton, and I think 1,800 here will run well. Setting Sail might win easily. He's obviously a talent, and the one thing he can do is make his own luck here. Plain Ciel, as Mark outlines, ready to win. I think the drier track suits him as well, but he's just got the awkward draw, and I'll put a roughie in Zooey's Comet. The Lemmings seem to always have a roughie in this Eclipse Stakes every year, run well, and this year it's Zooey's Comet. I'll put him in there for fourth, but Pacadali and Setting Sail for me the main chances. 1, 4, 3, 12.
Matt Hill likes number four, Setting Sail, to beat 7, 1 and 6. 4, 7, 1 and 6 from Matt Hill in the last of a 10 race card at Sandown on the Hillside. Now stand by, Andrew Giorgio. We may get an extra tip here from Mark you can help us with, but give us your best for Sandown, Mark.
We'll go Hoss, race 5, number 6, Thermal Current each way, and race 8, number 5, Southern France. And we'll head to Dunkeld, Andrew. It's a pretty tough track and a tough meeting, but we'll go race 5, number 6, Now and Forever.
Now and Forever, race 5, number 6. Andrew will give us a price in just a tick. Hope it's a winning day. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Hunter there. What about you, Dean?
Andrew, I like Widgie Turf, race 4, number 1, and race 7, number 10. Pretty brazen to win the guineas.
pretty brazen. Okay, so 4-1 and 7-10 for Dean Lester there. And look, it's always hard at the end of a carnival. There's a few races, Dean, that we're a bit nervous about with the where those horses are up to, whether they've had the end of their prep runs, but they're there and we'll wait and see what happens.
Yeah, we have it at each end of the carnival, Andrew. You have the horses that are race fit through winter taking on the classy horses first up at the start of spring, and then you have the horses that have had a bit of racing or have some of these been just set for Sandown and maybe onto Ballarat next week. So, it's an interesting day, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is for sure. All right, mate, we'll talk to you on Monday morning. Putters post-mortem with a wash-up of what unfolds.
Terrific. Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks, Dean. Dean Lester and Mark Hutter. Andrew Giorgio, you've been given time to have a look at that extra tip on a soft five at Dunkill from Mark Hutter. Race 5, number 6.
Well, since Mark gave us the tip, it's a $2.50 favourite, but since he's given it, we've taken a grand total of about $150 on it. So it just shows you, Ben, the power of radio. Our punters do listen and they do react. So,
yeah.
And I'm just watching the money. It continues to roll in. We've taken about $300 on it now. So, yeah, give it strength.
Yeah, let's hope so. Now and forever at Dunkell, the extra for Mark Hutter, race 5, number 6. Now, jockey challenge, Andrew. Hopefully you can help us with Sandown and Newcastle there, the main two meetings today. Reminding our listeners that the bonus bet offers today races 1, 2 and 3 here at Newcastle and at Sandown. If your horse runs second or third, you get that bonus bet back up to $50. What have you got for us, Andrew?
Yeah, well, Craig Williams is the $1.80 favourite at Sandown in front of Damien Lane and Luke Curry, who are both at 7. Jai McNeil, $7.50. Mark Zara at $8. And then we go out to any other jockey, 19. James Doyle, 21. Ben Mellum, $26. While over at Newcastle, we've got the gun, B. Abdullah, as the favourite at $2.80 in front of J-Mac at 4. Tim Clark, 5. Brock Ryan, $6.50. Tommy Berry, 9. And then we go out to any other jockey, 16. Karen McAvoy, 17. Jason Collett, 26.
Andrew, thank you in some way for filling the boots of Glenn Munsey. Been good to have you on this morning, mate, and we'll hear from you later.
Thanks very much, Benz, and all the best for today.
Good on you, mate. Andrew Giorgio from TAB. We'll take a break here on Sky Sports Radio, and then we'll look at the first day of the Racing Queensland Summer Carnival at the Sunny Coast.
Dynamic Syndications with Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott offer an impeccably bred colt. Buy a Group 1 winner from a Group 1 winner and a half brother to a Group 2 winner. Buy Champion Racehorse and Sire Piero from La Rocha, Group 1 Oaks winner and sister to Derby winner Black Friars and Talloc Stakes winner Manton. Our colt is a half brother to Group 2 winner Rocker. Join our Dynamic Gay and Adrian team in this classics colt. Visit DynamicSyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
Lionel, Samsung's celebrating 50 years.
Man walked on the moon 50 years ago.
That's some segue.
Imagine the picture on a Samsung TV.
I'm working on your segue.
How about a bonus Bingley gift card valued up to $1,000 with any Samsung QLED TV 75 inches and above?
One small step for anyone buying Samsung QLED TV 75 inches and above.
One giant deal for everyone who buys a Samsung TV at Bingley.
A bonus gift card worth up to $1,000 from Bingley.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
Business or financial difficulties? Don't wait. Talk to Insolve now for qualified advice from trustworthy people. Money stress can be an unruly beast. Insolve can help you tame your business or financial problems before they eat you up. Tame the beast at insolve.com.au.
What are we needy?
Here's what one of the USA's leading drivers, Jody Jameson, had to say about him after he retired as the fastest horse on the planet.
What are we needy?
Tab's new
is Sky Sports Radio. I'm broadcasting from Newcastle. All the staff here, everything being laid out for you. The gates open at 11 o'clock this morning, and the first race at 1:20. Get here early if you're walking up a general admission. There's plenty of room for you, but get here and get your vantage point well ahead of the races. It's going to be a special day for the Newcastle Jockey Club. Sunshine Coast today starts off the Racing Queensland Summer Carnival. Morning to Michael Maxworthy.
Good morning to you, Andrew. Yes, something a little different. A Saturday standalone meeting at the Sunny Coast. It's an excellent card at 9 races. The inside part of the track has been protected for quite some time. So weather fine, track good, good four at the moment, and the rail true. And normally horses like to shift off the rails here. I've done my form for horses that can sit midfield or forward at midfield and that can get to the crown of the track.
Understand. All right, so let's help our listeners with the first hour time at 1:28. Number 5, Better Get Set here, and a lot of debuters here, obviously, in the two-year-old. Steve O'Day, $4.80, number 5. Acrobatic, number 1, at $5.50. And number 4, All Good Milo, at $5.50. Trust in Aloha, number 8, is at $6. But not a lot of movement at this stage, Maxie.
No, and the reason is that we've got money, as you mentioned, for Acrobatic and also Trust in Aloha. Well, they haven't had any public trials, and we've got a couple of horses that have raced. They've gone okay, and the other horses that have trialed, there's been nothing super from them. So confidence level here is not high, Andrew, but I'm going with a horse that I thought trialed well enough, and that's number 4, All Good Milo. Trained by Michael Costa, Robbie Frad Deride, is fitted by Holy Roman Emperor. She's had 2 trials for 2 seconds, but she hasn't been tested in them. She's been showing nice speed. And importantly, at her first trial, she ran second behind Lady Banff, who was heavily backed at Durban last Saturday. She went straight to the lead and won. And this filly's trial was pretty much as good. So we'll go with her number 4. To beat 5, Better Get Set for O'Day and Thornton. Barrier trial was good. I like the way she finished the trial off strongly. 3-way beyond has only had the 1 start, trained by Stuart Kendrick on the track, and was an eye-catching 3rd to our best 2-year-old in Rothfire. No early speed, but found the line strongly. I think this horse will appreciate being at home here on big stretches. And then number 8, Trust in Aloha, this first starter. 4, 5, 3, and 8.
A lot of interest there. We'll keep an eye on the markets. Race number 2, a class 3. Dawson Diva goes to 1,800 metres here at $2.40 at the moment, number 7. Number 3, A Man to Match at $3. And then it's out to 6, So Dapper at $5.50. And Francisca, number 8, at $7.
I like these class 3 plates. Usually, well, the best horses, or the horses with the highest rating, usually are very hard to beat. Now, we've got Dawson Diva, the favourite here. She ran second in the Oaks behind Winning Ways, and the format of that Oaks has stood up pretty well. So here she is. She rates some 12.5 points higher than her main rival, Amanda Matt. So that's about 6 kilos. If this was a straight handicap, she'd be giving him 6 kilos head start. However, under the weights here, she actually gets a 0.5 kilo off him. I thought she was super last start at Eagle Farm. She's here at home. I think she's the best bet on the card, Dawson Diva. To beat number 6, So Dapper, trained by Simons and Laxon. He's a 4-year-old entire by So You Think, and they've been bringing him along slowly but surely. This is a lot harder, but I think his future looks pretty bright. Number 8, Francisca, to get back and run on, and then 3, A Man to Match. 7, 6, 8, and 3.
To race number 3 over the 1,400 metres here. Number 1, Coral Bay for Stuart Kendrick on the home track has gone 3 to 280 this morning. Number 10, Mewstone Rock, got a good mention this morning from Steve Hewlett. And in the last 40 minutes, it's gone 480 into 440. Number 4, Bold Assassin at $6. And number 6, Prince of Tai at $8.
Yeah, I'm with Stephen with Mewston Rock. Doesn't race very often, but they do like to pick and choose the races with her. They have her in work at the time she gets suitable races because you've got to get her fresh. And I remember this track and distance at the Australia Day meeting, she ran second behind Kiberian. Close up third was Coral Bay, whom she's racing against here. So she missed out by about a head in that race, but she was certainly beaten. She was badly held up until the last 50 metres, and then she flew. I thought her first up run at Eagle Farm was good, and I do like her here with no weight. good gate. She will give them a start, get to the crown of the track. To beat number one, Coral Bay, he's got a great record here at home. Just a little negative is I like him more at 1,200-1,300 rather than 14 because he's a back marker and doesn't really get that 1,200-metre high pressure. But he will find the line strongly. 7 Sky Trek and then 4 Bold Assassin. 10-1-7-4.
10-1-7-4 from Maxi in race 3. Race 4 at the Sunny Coast today. This is a benchmark 80. And Sir Barnabas is here. Number 2 currently at 480. Number 2, Pick a Plum at 550, just drifting out a little bit. 9, Advance Warning at $7. And Lord Godolphin is now $7.50, number 4.
All right, well, I'm with the ever-consistent Sir Barnabas here, number 2. You know that if you put your money on, you're going to get 100% effort from him. He was good at Eagle Farm beating Tatsy. And then last start, there was no speed in that race at all at Eagle Farm. And he was midfield and over-racing badly in the wash-up. He was only just grabbed late by Magstock, who's in really good form at the moment. So I'm happy to go with Sir Barnabas. Number 13, Miss the Alarm. Now, she's with Steve O'Day. She's won 2 of 10. She's got a powerful finish on her. She can hesitate at the start, and that's the problem. If she hesitates here, she's going to be back, you know, near last, 12th or 13th, and then she's got a big job to do. But she has placed over 2,400 earlier this year, so she'll run the trip. It just depends where she ends up early. Definitely 6 Pick a Plum. Very, very talented mare. She put together 5 wins on the trot. She has had a bit of an ease up, and Paul Jenkins set her for this race over 2,200. She'll go forward and make her own luck. And then Speaking Bad, this race looks really good for her too. A lot of depth to this. Usually don't get excited about these 2,200s, but I do today. Happy to go with Sir Barnabas, number 2, to be 13, 6 and 10.
Race 5, and Battle Strike is the favourite here for Trent and Toby Edmonds. And we know what happened to Toby earlier this week with the horse running into him, basically a free horse there, and he spent some days in hospital. He's out of hospital now, but absolutely no stress on him over the next couple of weeks. So good luck to Toby in recovery. Battle Strike, number 4, has gone 350, 320 to slightly back out to 330 in the last hour. 1 Raging Pole's gone the other way, 420 to $4. And Kalik, number 5, 6 to $4.80. And of course, the scratchings of 3, 6, and 11 here, there might be just some reshuffling of the markets.
Yeah, he comes in a couple with those scratchings to barrier number 8. There looks to be very, very good speed here. La Pommier, Raging Pole, to name just 2 of them. And I think that'll help Battle Strike here. From his barrier, I think Ryan Maloney will look to let the speed go, get to the crown of the track. And his 2 recent trials have been terrific. Only had the 1 prep, showing a fair bit of promise. Put away 2 trials, and I expect him to get the money. To beat number 5, Kalik, he was good to Melbourne Cup Day here at the Sunny Coast. He bolted in when he wasn't 100% fit, so he's got the good gate here. Then number 8, the 3rd, Dynamic Verse, trained by Nat McCall. His form is very good, and the sort of home ground advantage today. And then number 1, Raging Pole, who's first up, 4, 5, 8, and 1.
Race 6 at the Sunshine Coast is over the 1,200, a benchmark 70. David Van Dyke again on the home track. Number 10, Pinnacle Star. Another good ride for Ryan Maloney. $3.20 a tab right now. Number 8, Dr. Zeus is at $3.90. And 3, Copywriter is at $6.50. Maxi?
First leg of the quaddy. I think 2 principal chances, the 10 and the 8. Number 10, Pinnacle Star, he's been drawing these good gates, and because of that, they've had to use it and press him to be there, 3rd, 4th defence. And he's bumped into McEwen, who's very much in form at his last 2, and he's been runner-up to McEwen. But I think today, drawn out a little bit is a good thing here at home. He can let the speed go, get to the crown of the track, relax early, and then launch him at about the 250 metres mark. I'm very keen on him today, Pinnacle Star. To beat number 8, Dr. Zeus, formerly with Bjorn Baker. Very good New South Wales provincial form. He's a front runner, and he's won 2 barrier trials for Daryl Hansen. Jimmy Byrne's been on him. Happy to stick. So I think they're the 2. Then 5, I Dream of Green and On Pacer. And 9, Love Squirrels. So she's got a great record at home here. 10, 8, 5, 9.
10, 8, 5 and 9. The one of the feature races today is the Swiss Ace Plate, race 7 over the 1,000 metres. And Kelly's taken up Meet Mr. Taylor there, number 7, currently at 2.50. 3 Tarzan at 3.30. 6 Capital Connection at Tab, currently 4.20. And the next horse is Removal, number 8, out at $10. The scratching here, number 11.
I'm looking at that race at Eagle Farm over the 1,000, 21 days ago, where Tarzan beat Meet Mr. Taylor a nose, and then Fiery Heights wasn't that far away, and Bermoir was a fair way off them. So I'm looking at that race. Now, I was against Tarzan that day under the big weight. He had 61.5, and he burnt the candle at both ends and still won. Well, under the set weight here, he's got 57.5. He's beating Meet Mr. Taylor, I think around about 3 or 4 kilos better. And his record here at home is just superb. He's track record holder, 56.13. I can't go past Tarzan. Definitely Meet Mr. Taylor, number 7. He's got the good gait today, and he's getting down a little bit in the weights. He's not a big, strong horse, so 55.5 is good for him. I think these two will race each other. I think it'll be on for young and old, and I think they'll go right down to the line. The third, I'm putting in number 4, Panina, expecting her to sprint well fresh. Then 6, Capital Connection. This is a quantum leaping class for him, but he's low flying at the moment. 3.7.4.6.
Sounds a really good finish coming up in the Swiss Ace Plate, as it should be in race 8. And Reckless Choice for Steve O'Day is the favourite, number 12, currently at $2.60. 10, Sophotic Dancer for Rob Heathcote at 7. Le Juge up there today, number 3, now $8.50. And Cool Chap, number 6, currently at $9. The scratchings ends up being 8, 11, 13 and 17.
And what price is the Candyman, number 5, this morning, Andrew?
The Candyman, back up there today, currently at $10.
Yeah, there's been specking for him, and so there should be. I thought his effort was better than Le Juge last start at Rose Hill. He was ridden upside down, but that was the plan. He had barrier 13, and I thought it just took too long to get up, three-quarters of a length off the leader in second spot there. And he looked at top three chance, 100 out, but that early effort told. Barry Baldwin thinks he's got him back on song, and he's got the good gait today where he can just sit back and do his own thing. That's what he likes to do, and let him build momentum. So it all looks good for him today, the Candyman. Barry, as I said, believes he's got him back right. To beat number 12, Reckless Choice, he's terrific, this fellow. Super last start at Eagle Farm. He's just short enough at the 260, given the wide gate and the fact that this is a little bit harder. Got number 1, Spectroscope, in the mix. Only one run back. He ran third to Rhyme Nor Rhythm. That was a while ago, but he's since trial well in town. And then number 15, Victory 8, for Trevor Miller. He could be the knockout horse. He's third up today. He's got a good gait. And his last start effort at Eagle Farm was strong through the line. 5, 12, 1 and 15.
The last, and John Whittington's got a couple of runners there today. Number 1, Better Reflection, right now favourite at $3.60. 7, Sugar Boom at $5, along with number 8, In Gear. And then it's out to Juliana, number 6, currently at $7.50. But have you been impressed or happy with Better Reflection's runs back?
Oh, absolutely. They've been absolutely super performances. Ran second to Zack Attack last start, but should have won by panels of fencing. It was just horrendous to watch. Look, she's been a little bit easy in the market, and that run was back on the 19th of October. So keep an eye on the betting. I want to have a good look at her in the yard today. She's back to the 1,000 metres. There's a tremendous amount of speed on here. Tony Gollan's got 5 runners. Most of them, are, I think 4 of them are speedy sorts. I've been looking for something that'll sit back off them. Now, nobody's with me on this, Andrew, so I could be barking up the wrong tree, but I thought the 15, Better Thinking, sitting back midfield, watch it all unfold, get to the crowd of the track, no weight on a back 52, she might be able to pick them up. I think at $14, she's worth a play each way. To beat number 1, Better Reflection, I love this filly, she is a star. 4.05 Glory. Now, she's going to relish a hot tempo as well. She'll sit back, get home. And then I throw it in this bolter of Gollan's, number 12, Say Heya, who was good against the pack the other day, gaining ground late. There are other chances. I'm also interested in Gollan's In Gear, number 8. She's good, but no public trials, which is unusual for Tony. He usually gives them 1 or 2. So I'm going to keep an eye on her and have a good look at In Gear in the yard. It's a great race to finish with. 15 at a price to beat 1, 4 and 12.
Yeah, you've mentioned right now $15 a tab is better thinking for Corey Bayliss. Righto, best bet for the card?
Race number 2, horse 7, Dawson Diva.
Race 2, number 7. A lot of interest in the summer carnival, the build-up right every Saturday now. There's going to be at least one significant race right through until the Magic Millions, and there'll be days where there'll be two or three, but it all kicks off today with the Racing Queensland Summer Carnival. Good on you, Maxie.
Okay, thank you for that. We'll have a bit of a wrap-up on Thoroughbred Weekly tomorrow on our feature races today as well, Andrew.
All right, between 9 and 10, and that gets replayed right here on Sky Sports Radio tomorrow between 11.30 and 12.30. Thanks a lot, Maxie.
Okay, thank you, Andrew.
Michael Maxworthy, tomorrow morning, 11.30, if you're not able to watch Thoroughbred Weekly, you can listen to it wherever you may be. The full program tomorrow from 11.30. Mick Wallace is joining us down at Kembla Grange. Morning to you, Mick.
Good morning, Andrew, and good morning, everyone.
Can't wait. We're at Newcastle for this race today, the Hunter, and this time next week we'll be all there for the gong.
Yeah, very much looking forward to that race. And I was thinking, I don't think it'd be too often that Newcastle and Kembla have raced on the same day, but with Newcastle getting that big standalone meeting in the $1 million the Hunter today, yeah, that's the way it's worked out. But good program here at Kembla Grange today, 8 races, and I've gone looking for a little bit of value in most of the races.
All right, well, let's have a look at them. The first race, the Class 2 over the mile. What do you like here?
I'm with the favourite in the first event, Terroir, numbers 3, 2, 8 and 1. I just get the feeling this horse is ready to put it all together. She's had the 2 runs back from a spell now, this daughter of Animal Kingdom. She looked very good at Newcastle last start despite being a beaten favourite. Finished second to Commander Bell, was held up at a crucial stage, and once she worked to the centre of the track, I really like the way she let down. She gets out to the 1,600 metres today, which I really do think will suit her, and I think she can get her second win on the board. 2 City of Love looks the obvious danger, very consistent type. 2 wins from 17 starts and has been placed on a further 8 occasions, coming off placing behind Spin Bowls at Hawkesbury last start. Spin Bowls has since come out and won again, so the form looks strong there. 8 Mohican, I think, can run a cheeky race here, particularly if it can find the front. The rail's out a fair way today, and sometimes that can aid and assist those horses that are on top of the speed. And 1 Alia was a little bit disappointing at Kembla Grange last start. We know he's better than that, but he certainly would need to lift. 3, 2, 8 and 1.
3, 2, 8 and 1, and the favourite there at $1.45 right now. Race 2, the Rotary of Illawarra Maiden here over the 1,500. Demur, number 4, the favourite at $2.10. Vitarina, number 11, at $5.50. And Bo Rama, number 3, for Robert and Luke Price, currently at $6.50.
I'm going with Vitarina here, 11, 4, 3 and 7. It's filly by Piero. Lightly raced, she's only had the 2 starts. She's yet to hit the board in those 2 runs, no placings as yet, but I thought it was a good run at Newcastle last time. Was beaten around 4 lengths, got back, she got to the centre of the track, she started to run on strongly. The rider just dropped the reins there, probably 200 metres out, and that might have just stopped her momentum a little bit. But I just think 1,200 metres out of the 1,500 today, if she can slot in somewhere, I think she might be a chance of beating the favourite, Dormier, who does plenty wrong. I'm convinced that this horse has got a big engine, but he's still got a lot to learn. On debut at Newcastle, he ducked in at a crucial stage when finishing third to Fortress Command. And then last start at Warwick Farm when resuming, he started to run on. He was looked like he might well be in the finish, and then he just wanted to roll back in behind runners. I think the biggest plus for him today is he's got gate number 1, so that might prevent him from ducking in. If he can stay on the fence, he'll probably settle down the second half of the field, so he won't want any traffic issues. 3, Bo Rama, was second at Kembla last time behind Katona, and 7, Or Else, is another one that should be running on late. 11, 4, 3 and 7.
11, 4, 3 and 7 in race number 2. Race 3, Waller and Lever have got the favourite here, the 9. Currently at $2.90. Symbolic, number 5, is now at $4.80. The 11 is at $4.80. The 2 is at $6.50. And just looking down here, the scratchings were 10 and 12, the final ones. What do you like here in this maiden?
Look, I'm going to have a throw up the stumps here with Willie Wilson. 2.11, 9 and 5. This is a horse that does plenty wrong. He can get very keen in his races. This will be his third run back. Gets to 1,300 metres, which I think will really suit. If he can get an unimpeded run, I think he's a good each-way chance. He made up a lot of ground between the 550 and 400 metre mark at Kembla Grange last time and then just got on the heels of the leader, and that sort of killed his momentum. So, look, I think he's a chance. 11, Pierre Loche, Pierre Philly from the Bjorn Baker yard. I've liked her last couple of trials. The most recent trial at Warwick Farm was good, went second to Rose to victory, box seated, took a gap and wasn't pushed out. 9, which is Torrette. I was ridden quiet in a fast run race here at Kembla Grange first up. Appeared to travel okay, but just didn't let down when the pressure came on. She might have just needed the run. This mare ran second to Funstar in the Canterbury Maiden last prep. And for Symbolic, the trials have been pretty solid, but the wide gate will be no help here at start number 1. 2.11, 9 and 5.
Race 4 is a benchmark 64 over 1,000. AC Venco, number 1. Market just shuffling around a little bit here in the last hour. It's now $2.60, number 1. 6 Watchdog just drifting to $3.10. And 4 Yotai Synergy at $4.40. The next best is Can't Find Snippy at 9.
Plenty of speed in this race, and for that reason I've gone for a horse that I think might just settle off the speed. That's 5, that Legislation, 5, 4, 8, and 1 are my numbers. This horse's only win was on debut in the Kirkham Plate back in October 2017. Beat Fiesta that day, who goes around in the $1 million The Hunter this afternoon. This had 2 runs at Kembla Grange. Both of them have been very good. One of them was last start, went third to Cuban Royale in a benchmark 7. He came from last that day. There was a lot of merit to the performance, formerly with David Pfeiffer, now with Natalie Jarvis. Maybe this horse just needed a little bit of a change of scenery, and he might be able to produce the goods today. 4 Yotai Synergy goes very quick. I think they've been trying to hold this horse up a touch. I think its best bet might be just to let it have its head, but we'll see what happens today. 8 Chelsea Rain, I think, is over the odds and is a definite for trifectas and first fours, and 1 AC Vinco is going to get all of the favours from gate number 1. It's another on-speed customer. 5, 4, 8, and 1.
At the moment, Legislation is at $14 a tab. The top fancy there, number 5 in race 4 from Mick Wallace. Race 5, the 3-year-old Maiden, got a good push from Adrian Bott this morning with Single Blonde. Goes to probably an unsuitable 1,000, but a good push this morning. And with that over the last hour, it's now into $3.50, number 5. 6, Zem Factor at $4. And 7, Great News, also at 4.
I've arranged them 7, 5, 6 and 8, putting Great News on top. This filly's had 2 trials, one back in May where she went half pace to beat Pivot, Nellick and Grace, and then her most recent trial at Wyong was very good, set up outside the lead and really dashed clear over the last little bit under minimal pressure. Looks ready to come to the races. We'll go with her on top, over 5 Single Blonde, who's been in the money 3 of 5, already stakes placed, has good speed and her trials have been very solid. 6, which is Zem Factor, was heavily supported on debut back in June, went second to Perry Gore. She's been tuned up with 2 good trials leading into this. And 8, Lily Pilly, is a nice schnitzel filly who resumes here off a lengthy break. Did show ability when last in work and has won a recent Randwick trial. 7, 5, 6 and 8.
Righto, to race 6 of Class 1, Military Magic for the Snowdens right now. $2.20 at tab and favourite. Ulysses, number 3, at $3.60. And Brad Widup travelling down there with number 2, Run for Glory. It's at
$5. 5, 3, 2 and 6, the tips here. Military Magic goes on top. Don't normally like tipping horses that have one start for one win, but she was very impressive on the 26th of October, winning a fillies and mares maiden over the 1,200 metres at Kembla. You mentioned Peter and Paul Snowden put the polish on her, and the format of that race that she won's been very strong. The horse that finished second, Starla, came out and won impressively at Canterbury last night. The horse that finished third, Bullywood, has since won at Wyong, and the horse that finished fourth, Duenna, has come out and finished second to the very promising Brunetta at Kembla Grange last start. So the form's stacking up. I think she can win again. 3 Ulysses improved considerably leading throughout to beat I Am Sacred and Company at Newcastle last time. Should be able to give a sight. 2 Run for Glory's doing everything right. Scored on debut at Newcastle at 100-1, beating Papal Warrior. And then at Kembla Grange, at his next start, was placed behind We Could Be Heroes in what was a pretty good effort. We haven't seen him since August, but he has had a trial. And 6 Kariba should strip it for her first up, fourth to switch at Hawkesbury. 5, 3, 2 and 6.
to race 7, the first heat of the Sky Racing Summer Series at Kembla today, and Stock Up was scratched from here at Newcastle to run down there for Scotty Singleton. Right now, $2 is the price at tab for Esteem Spirit at $4.40, and you know that number 7 is at $5.50.
10, 11, 4 and 6, the tips going with Fleeting Strike. I just thought this horse represented a little bit of value in the race. I think there's a bit of speed engaged here, and I just thought Fleeting Strike might be able to stalk the pace here, coming off a good fifth place run to Nindamos last time. Carried 58.5 kilos in that benchmark 64 that day. We'll carry 52 today after the claim for CJ Graham. This mare's drawn to get the perfect run and should be strong late. 11 Stock Up, one narrowly here first up at her first look at the track, beating Monsieur Macron. Her second up record's pretty solid. Set four goes second up for a win and a placing. And second up last preparation finished fourth at Turnberry in a provincial championships qualifier at one.